When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, guys? I'm Thomas Dobaziola, whatever you want to call me. This is the Dope As Usual podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Marty O'Neill.
Yo, what's up, guys? Marty O'Neill.
What's up? We're all ASMR over here today. What's up? What's up? Sorry, let's just start it off like that, all right? Marty just scared me to death with that noise right now. As we were starting, we had to redo it because I screamed, all right? So here we go, guys. This is the Dope As Usual podcast. We're here just to chill. We're here to hang out. And if it's Monday, that means it's another podcast day. If it's Tuesday, don't worry. The live chat was fun. You did miss out. So if you guys don't know, every single episode, if you watch on YouTube, me and Marty are in the live chat. We're in the live chat talking to you guys. I have not seen the episode. He has. So he texts me little stuff. I go, did I say that? Oh God. Okay. Live chat. So if you're on YouTube, go in the live chat. There's a little box on the side when it says Drastic Graphics, Dope As Usual. That's us. We're just sitting there every episode as much as possible. We haven't missed yet, all right? We haven't missed an episode yet, so we're doing really good, guys. If you didn't know, there's a live chat. It's a whole community. It's like watching in a live studio audience just from your phone, and everybody's talking to each other. It is awesome. So if you're in the live chat right now, thank you for being here. Thank you for being early and on time. With that being said, if you're on YouTube, do us a favor. Even if you're on your TV, just press like. It's free. It helps so much. If you're on Spotify, the same thing. You drop comments, five-star review. Hopefully it's 5-star. If it's not, just forget that we ever said there's reviews, all right? Don't even review it. Help us out. It's free. Guys, here we are. Today, it is, what, Friday? It was Friday night.
I couldn't tell you. Yeah.
I know. I only know by when I click my phone on and off, and I go, oh, yeah, it's Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been pretty hectic.
Huddled up with the team Malka earlier, they were like, happy Friday. And I was like, oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, I knew. Friday. Yeah, exactly. Guys, we are officially, Malka Media is 100% taking over our booking, our ads. We are not moving sets because I know a lot of people are like, it's September, January, all right? We're going to wait till the end of the quarter, start the year off right. So we're going to be here till end of Christmas, New Year's. We're going to end it off really good in this studio, guys. I'm excited. It's so odd that it's
about 15 left, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere right in there.
To the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Going to rebuild this thing, redo the art, make it look all sick.
I'm excited.
I've been thinking a lot about
it. Yeah, me too. I've been thinking about like, what's it going to look like? I know what it's going to look like, but like, what's it going to look like? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's actually kind of good that because you're about to go on tour. So
Yes. I'm about to go on a tour, a meet and greet tour. And people are like, what do you mean? And I go, yo, people want to come hang out. That's what we're doing. So tomorrow's the first one.
Yep.
Starts off as Ziggy's in Orange County. I think it's Huntington Beach. Since it's California and we can talk about it in here, we don't say it online on YouTube or anything. We're going to smoke it up.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
If you're over.
Kind of goes without saying, I feel
like. But the meet and greet merch said we didn't smoke at all.
Oh, okay.
I made it all ages. So you're going to be able to come up, say what's up, take a picture. I got some like things to autograph for people. And then if you're over 21, just go to the back with the wristband. Yeah. If you're not, you can still chill. But legally, we can't let you in the back. I mean, we're not going to go to jail so you feel included. But we're trying to include you as much as possible. I mean, I won't say everything. There's food. Just come hang out. If you're a fan, you got nothing to do, show up. That's all I can say. Just come hang out. That one is tomorrow, which is the 24th. The first, we're going to be in Indiana, right outside of Chicago. We're doing another meet and greet. And then October 30th, Manhattan, New York. We will be there for another meet and greet. We haven't set the date for Texas yet, but right after that, we're going to Texas. And I think December 10th, I want to say, don't quote me yet, things may change, we're going to Miami, and then that closes it off. So it's California, Indiana, New York, Texas, Miami.
You got to have Goblin come down from Miami.
Oh, yeah. I already told him. He's like, yeah, I'll be there. It's his excuse to go. Uh-huh. Yeah, and he's from Illinois, so yeah. Hopefully, I mean, he'll come through.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, he was here all week, but, dude. So, let me say something. OG, whatever you put in those joints hurt my chest. Remember when he's like, no, it's good. And I don't know if you guys watched the episode last week. I was, yo, I woke up
in that joint like he laced it.
I had the worst chest congestion.
Yeah, it's real. It's been an issue ever since.
Oh, 5 days straight, I've been
unflushed OG.
Unflushed OG. Yeah. Killed my chest.
His new nickname.
Unflushed OG. Oh, man. I'm not going to blame it on him. I haven't been smoking weed at all, unless it's for the podcast, so I can just smoke joints. I've been dabbing my ass off all day, every day. I still have like...
For like 2 months, right?
Like 2 months. So I went hard with OG, smoked a bunch, woke up like just dying. So, yeah, OG, come on, man. Mm-hmm. You're a guest. You're poisoning me. Yeah, so that's what happened.
New York, Miami,
greater Texas,
Midwest area.
Midwest.
Do we know where in Texas yet?
We haven't picked the city in Texas, and we don't know the date of Miami.
Did you see, we were going over this with Sickler, and just the joy in his eyes when he heard meet and greet tour?
He's like, it's a you can go on idea. Tour.
Just do the meet and greets? You guys are just selling shit and hanging out?
Yeah. His like, face is like.
It's really not, you know, it's not down in the comedy world all like that.
I mean, who does this?
It's beautiful, though, that you're opening up to all ages, because now everybody can come and say what's up, exactly. Get a picture and all that.
Anyone that's under 18 is going to go, bro, I couldn't come. Like, no, you can come.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. The Merced meet and greet really showed me.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, people underage, they are ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And why be excluded? It's the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we have, it's all ages, man. Mm-hmm. We're chilling. So, yeah, that's why we made it all ages.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to figure it out. Tomorrow, obviously, we can smoke it up. I'm trying to figure out Texas. I'm trying to figure out places that we might get in slight trouble, because we're legal. What we have is legal, but I don't want to bring only like pre-rolls. Like, I'm trying to get a fucking...
Yeah, you know, just be normal.
Yeah, I'm trying to chill. So that's what's going on. That starts tomorrow.
What kind of news did we go over about the New York City trip earlier today?
Oh, I didn't know if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fans might want to maybe chime in and let their thoughts be known about that one.
Yeah, there you go. I was waiting for a sound effect of some kind.
Yeah, it needs it.
Hold on.
Yeah, it needs it. What time are we at here?
What is it? What are we at?
It's at 8 on the board. That's pushing it. Hold on. Okay, let's just...
It's chill.
Yeah, let's just... All right.
I want to be able to cuss when I say this.
Guys, there's a certain connection that everybody's been waiting for since before we even filmed the first episode. It's real obvious, and it's in the New York City area currently.
So, going back to New York, and while we're in New York, Marty and Malcolm... Marty called me, and he just said, grin. I go, what did you do? And he goes, can I say it?
Yeah, this shit is in the works.
All right, cool. So... Hopefully by the end of October, be on Joey Diaz show, and then we're gonna have a set. Malcolm Media is the dopest. There, we have a set in Jersey. Don't worry, you can just have him on the show. We'll make it look like yours. Like, oh my god, I love it so much. So yeah, I'll be going on Joey Diaz. Joey Diaz is gonna be going on ours. I know you're not gonna be able to come out there, but it'd be so sick if you could come out there.
We'll see what happens. This is still all in the works, but, they know how enthusiastic we are about this fucking connection in this episode. So if you guys want to see this shit happen, let it be known.
Tag him 1.5 million times.
Yeah.
Go do it up. They're already talking to us, guys. We're good. Mm-hmm. We're good to go.
And in our pitch kind of back and forth with them today, we did our new episode average. So we just crossed over episode 85, I believe it was. And across all platforms, and this was our goal by season 3 when we set out in season 2, across all platforms, YouTube, audio, Spotify, 300,000 per episode average lifetime is what we're looking at.
Awesome. While being age-restricted, no notifications.
Indie out here. So that was the goal. We just want
to while Sony's trying to kill our mixtape, we're still crushing it, basically. I'm not saying Sony come kill me. I'm saying like...
Despite you the clear blackballing.
Yeah, exactly. Blackballing, blacklisting. We're still doing pretty good, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm excited. Next week, we have Chevy Woods. Yep. Chevy Woods, You guys already, I mean, you're a Wiz Khalifa fan. You guys know Taylor Gang stuff. You already know what's going on. Chevy Woods, my homie DJ Afterthought, is going to lose his mind. Like, I'm going to text him after. I'm like, yo, your homie's coming on. He's friends with
all these
guys.
Did you tell Justin Boyd yet?
I didn't. I forgot to tell him, actually. So we have Chevy Woods, and then right after that is Jaleel.
Yep.
And then I think we're going to.
Then we'll see.
Shut up from there.
Yeah, and then.
Yeah, we'll just shut up.
Because, yeah, this tour is, we got to kind of plan around this tour.
I'll only be gone days and then pieces, like a day and a half, 2 days type thing. It's only going to be on a weekend. Mm-hmm. So we're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We don't have to worry about like missing an episode.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah, it's all Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got the all the branding and the tour posters and shit we're working on. I haven't made tour posters in like over a year.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's sick. It's just weird me traveling to go say hi.
Yeah.
Odd. Mm-hmm. But fun. Super dope.
To a free event.
Yeah. Yeah, it's free.
We didn't mention that.
Yeah, you don't buy nothing.
The shit is free, yeah.
Yeah, just come say hi. That's it. I'm filming it. That's really it. We just wanted to do it because I did the meet and greet Merced. I told him how well it went. He goes, why don't we just do one for like the dopest? I'm like,
shout out to GB. He's had some cool things.
Yeah, it's GB. You guys, we had him on the show. I did my meet and greet at his shoe store. Congratulations, man. He just posted that he sold it to a franchise. He sold his shoe store. He sold a company in Merced with less than a year.
A startup.
I know. What?
Like, he got out, made a startup.
Sold it.
Did the fucking meet and greet and sold that shit. Like,
perfect.
Damn.
Awesome. I'm so happy.
I can't
to
wait
hear
to
it.
See what he does next.
I know. It's pretty cool. Like, it's pretty dope,
once
man.
Once you start flipping like that, it's like, okay, now what are you going to do? It's like, kind of like the position you're in. It's like, damn, now I can kind of
do
got
something
some
else.
Wiggle room. Like, what do I want to do next now?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool to see it, though. But yeah, the the tour starts tomorrow. All right. I'm excited. I haven't been smoking a lot at all because, Jesus.
Damn, he really sidelined you. Like, you weren't fucking joking around.
For like 3 days, I didn't smoke anything. Yesterday, I slept all day. I haven't done that. I found out there's a do not disturb on your phone. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You can silence the messages.
Do that before every episode.
I had no fucking idea.
Uh-huh.
I've just been waking up 60 times a night to text people back. That's all. That's why I stay up all night, because I'm always awake. People waking me up.
So what about, is that different than just silent?
My phone's never on silent.
Okay.
Never, because something might happen in Merced, or somebody might have to call me, or some emergency, so I leave my phone on. You can go through and click who you want to be able to get through.
I didn't know that.
I am so technologically just stupid.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Now I slept all the way through the night last. Oh, my God. That's what I've been doing. That's what I did last night. You know those nights where you fall asleep like 6 in the afternoon, just randomly, and you wake up at 9, like, is it 4 in the morning? Mm-hmm. And then you go back to sleep, and then it's 4 in the morning. You go, I'm done with sleep. This is boring. That's what I did last night. I am so bored sleeping because I can't fall asleep and stay asleep. It's a never-ending cycle.
Yeah.
Here we are. All right, I'm tired. That's basically what I'm going to say. Rosie's doing a lot better, though. She's almost done. She's getting back into it.
What has the recovery been like?
She's been chilling, dude. Like, it sucks. I haven't been hanging out with Rosie at all. I've been working. She can't leave. It's boring. Sucks.
Yeah, you guys are used to just always being around each other throughout the day constantly. And it's been like, what, like almost 2 or 3 weeks now?
Like 3 weeks more. Fucking boring.
Is she in a lot of pain, or is she?
No, she's not. She's doing a lot better. She's only taking children's Tylenol. She's not taking painkillers.
Oh, I thought she was on like heavy duty pain.
No. She should be, but she's not. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
She's on a scissor.
Not even. Oh, yeah, the dopest, yeah. She's been drinking a lot of our syrups that are coming
out. By the way, allegedly.
They're so, so strong. Really? Oh, God.
Ugh. What kind of alleged milligrams are they coming out?
Can't even say it. Can't even say it yet. Not until we dial it in.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, because there's a mixture. It's not just HHC. There's a mixture of CBG, CBNs, and CBs question marks. Okay. I don't want to give it out yet because there's some. I tried one because this is good. I tried the other one with a little bit of something and went, like that did that to me. Don't tell anybody. Yeah, you know, be like, don't say it. Yeah.
Is there a thing called THCP? That's a thing. All right, because when you said that shit in the video, I started laughing. Like
THCP,
THCP in this shit.
THCP is 33 times stronger than HHC. 33.
Damn. Is that a new discovery?
Kinda. You want to hear something awesome? I eating samples of the Hash House times the dopest edibles. Mm-hmm. We're coming out with Hash House, my friend Hash House, the hash. He's putting his rosin, liquidating it, or liquidizing it, or whatever you want to call it. Liquidating it. No. I'm like, that's cheap as hell. And then we're mixing it with our HHC into gummy form, shipping it legally hash rosin everywhere. John's dumb. We're sampling everything. And I do this all. He's like, they're 15 each. I go, okay, perfect. So I'm hitting them, I'm getting them. I'm at like number 9. Bam, number 10. I'm like, all right, cool, 150 milligrams. I text Claudio. I'm like, yo, these are so strong. What's going on? He's like, dude, how many did you get? He goes, I ate 10. He goes, what are you doing? He's like, they're 100, they're 58 a piece. I go, 15, he said. He goes, no, 50. I go, oh, that's why I feel so fucking gone.
You could, how many did you have?
I ate 10 of them. It was a sample of the new hash rosin ones.
Okay.
Right?
Gotcha.
But yeah. I had been smoking and fuming all day, and I ate them just like, oh, samples. Uh-huh. It's like 15 milligrams. Yeah, you get the shit. I was like, no, it's 50. I found out 2 hours in. Mm. John's sitting there red-eyed. And I go, 15? Are you sure these are 15? You know, I'm going to leave the last part out because it might be. I didn't drive at all.
No.
Ubered. Got another Uber to drive my car. They do that just for me. It was bad. Got bad. Oh, but real quick, just a little behind the scenes story. Me, John, my friend Trent, we were like, yo, let's do a video today where we don't get, like, we're not smoking. We're not giving people weed. We just go hook up nice ass people. Right?
Yep.
Be like, dude, there's a budget. Just spend it on random people. Like, yo, here's $100 for you. That was just sick. Thank you. Random stuff, right? Like, we go to the guy that writes your name on Venice Beach. And he's like, $10, Mom. Here's $100. He's just like, what? Good day, and we just walk off. It's just so fun to see people's faces light up. We're not sitting there filming them. Trent's 30 yards away. Uh-huh. He didn't even see the guy. He's just listening to us. I was like, you know, that was fun. I like doing this, right? This, even if we're not filming, just like, yo, bro.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I mean, if you
have a good day.
Yeah.
It's just funny. It's, I don't know why. It's like, it's the best way you could probably spend money. And I said this a long time ago. I would love to go just drop people money and just run away. And then now there's like, people do that online now. Uh-huh. Like, I see that on TikTok go, you did it. I've said, I've always wanted to do that, and you guys are crushing it. And I think it's great. Anyway, we went to go do it, and there's a guy in Santa Monica that does these bubbles, this tall, tall-ass black dude. And we're like, you know, let's go. We saw him. We're taking dabs in the car, and we saw this guy prepping all this stuff. We're like, what is this fool doing? He's got buckets, and what is he doing? Like, pieces of metal? Maybe he's fishing. And then we go to the pier, and he's the guy that makes the bubbles for all the kids and whatever. Uh-huh. Maybe he's having a bad day. The guy all but told us, get the fuck away from me. I was like, we went up like, yo, man, you blow bubbles? We weren't with a camera. It was just me and John. We're going to be like, yo, blow a gigantic bubble. Can you put one over me? Here's $100. I'm like, bro, it's $1. I'm like, yo, it's fine. Here's $100. Have a great fucking day. He basically told us, I'm just trying to make money. Get the fuck away from me. And I was like,
bitch, I'm giving you money.
Bro, I'm coming up to you.
Wait, I don't understand. Is he thinking you're like trolling him?
I think he thought that. I was so damn polite. It was so weird. It was the weirdest shit I've never
felt
like.
The bubble guy's supposed to have a bubbly personality.
He was like, the first person I tried to give money to.
Damn.
And it just like made me go.
And he took it?
No, I didn't give him a fucking dollar. I walked away.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, man, I ain't going to do the bubbles right now. You know, I need a crowd. I try to make money here. And I go, all right, that's cool. Like, but do you want to like. What's the biggest? Oh, yeah, I can make big bubbles, but I'm not doing them right now. And he looked at me, and I looked at Chuck. Let's get the fuck out of here. Damn. I was like, this guy was about to make his whole fucking days and just for all we wanted to.
100 bubbles.
You're not a nice person. I'm out of here.
Damn.
Like, bro, this is what you do for a living.
You can't be the bitter bubble guy.
Because I didn't have a child with me. Like, okay. I don't know what he thought. Maybe he's having a bad day. Anyway, yeah, fuck that guy. Oh, yeah, we just went up along Venice and Santa Monica just trying to, like, drop money on nice-ass people. And it was fun.
Did you just have Trent, like, tip of the spear or just, like, talk? That's how you got to do it. You got to send him out first to just kind of break the ice.
He's the filmer guy. He was recording, yeah. But, dude, we weren't even doing it like the, hey, homeless guy.
Yeah, of course.
I told Trent, I was like, I can't do anything that's dumb or cringy. Mm-hmm. You go over there. Mm-hmm. I don't want you walking up on somebody with a camera. Like, I just want people to have a good day. And if we catch some cool stuff, we catch some cool stuff. We don't. I don't care. But anyway, we did that all day. It was pretty fun. And then I fucked myself up on those edibles.
During the...
No, right after.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to make it a smoking video at all. Why is it so fucking hot in here? I'm dying in here. What's happening?
I don't know. We got to get our old AC back cracking. Ever Dude, since we fixed it, that shit's been lacking.
We fixed it, and now it just doesn't work.
It's probably all clogged with fucking just smoke residue and resin and shit all
Could
in the
fucking... Could you imagine if it was just resonating?
And the ducks.
It's full of ashes. Ah, oh, damn it. Sorry. All right, here we go. What's up, guys? Just taking a moment to talk about one of our longtime sponsors, and this is Miller Lite. Before we get into it, you guys already know, go to MillerLite.com/YOLA. That's going to take you to a landing page. That landing page is going to show you every place near you that delivers beer to you. But if you're already out and about, go to any store on planet Earth that sells beer, and they will have Miller Lite. I've said it many times before, guys. Miller Lite is the light beer that tastes like actual beer, not just water with light flavoring. It's September. Football just started. It's nostalgic to me. Knowing that football Sunday's coming, we can drink beers, hang out with friends. I love this time of year. It reminds me of hanging out with my Uncle John, just having good times. That's the nostalgia that certain things bring you back to. And I'm happy and proud that Miller Lite's our sponsor when it's been around my whole life. For example, this Sunday, Packers versus Bucks, there's already cold Miller Lites here. So once again, guys, go to MillerLite.com/YOLA. That's the landing page that goes to us. Thank you guys so much. That is our personal landing page. That landing page will show you anybody that deliver you beer. There's 96 calories, 3.2 grams of carbs per can. As always, guys, celebrate responsibly from the Miller Brewing Company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's Miller time. Hey, what's up, guys? Just want to introduce one of our brand new sponsors, new to the show. This is ShipStation. And I am super proud and super stoked to say I have been using ShipStation since I moved to LA for Bush Trees. Every order, everything, that is our back end. It doesn't get more organic than this. I actively use this for my business. ShipStation literally took the stress off me and Rosie's brains and just let us grow. It gave us the opportunity to grow our business and focus on the things that make our business grow and not just the back end headaches. And this is the deal we're offering with Dope As Usual. Right now, go to ShipStation.com, use the promo code DOPEASUSUAL, and you get 60-day trial free, 100% free for 60 days. Push Trees is just one of over 130,000 companies that actively use ShipStation. 98% of anyone that's ever signed up for ShipStation stays for life. Now that says something. Busiest seasons are coming up, Black Friday and Christmas, so get ready, get prepared. So when you go to ShipStation.com, there's a little microphone right there at the top. Click it, type in Dope As Usual. That's the promo code. 60 days for free, guys. Remember, every time you support the companies that support us, you help the show grow. Thank you, guys.
Let's go. What do we got here?
This is the very last of it. Hey, Shavo, if you're watching, thank you for all that weed. And I know you said hit me up next time it's out.
But you feel bad.
I feel weird asking, like, yo, the jars are empty. Like, I feel odd. So hopefully you're just watching this. I don't know. He told me, don't feel weird. Just hit me up whenever you're out of weed and I'll fill it up.
Just send you a picture with like them upside down.
I'm not one to ask for weed.
I had a dumb idea for a new Push Tree shirt while I'm thinking about it.
Oh my God. What? We're just dumping them out. That's not of a shirt. What?
Dube Tube Riot. It's the Dube Tube. It's the joint. They got on the top hats and they're dancing and shit.
Oh, like Zoot Suit. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I got you. You're tough. That would have to be a whole scene.
That's what I'm saying. Like you got the piano player in
Coco
the back.
Cabano
He's
Club.
The dube. You got a couple dubes, a couple joints. You got a lighter on the piano.
Yeah. Like that scene in Life. Remember the scene in Life? No, that's Ray's Boom Boom Room. Yeah, motherfucker. Satchmo. I call him Satchmo.
YOLA's Boom Boom Room. That's on the wall. I can see it now.
That just sounds like a place to do lines. YOLA's
Dude Too Bright, yeah.
It's like a Coke closet.
Coke closet.
YOLA's Coke closet. They even got to stop doing this. Sorry, YouTube. Fuck. I'm so sorry. What were we? You said got an idea about this?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
That was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Editing the Blunts video, and you said Dude Too, and I just thought of that.
Yo, did you listen to Freddie Gibbs' new album yet?
No.
I'm on song.
I've been meaning it. I fucking forgot to.
I'm on song number two. Song number one was hard.
Mm.
I'm on song two. I really like the album artwork. You see it?
Yeah, I told you about it.
Oh,
wait, I told you about the back panel. I don't know if I saw the front panel.
The back panel? Which one? Oh, yeah, yeah, no. Front one's the only one I saw with like the Energizer Bunny looking over the fucking horizon from space.
Mm.
It was hard, dude. It's sick.
What besides that have you been listening to a lot?
Nothing. I haven't been listening to anything. I've just been in my car. I noticed yesterday or 2 days ago, I was just driving with no music on. I'm so bored without Rosie chilling, bro. I'm so bored, dude. I don't want to do shit. I've had hella people at my house to help with Rosie, and she didn't even need help. And I've just been like nonstop, like just walking the room. You good? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's so boring.
So did you said you're setting up a nail salon with your mom?
Yeah, whenever you're ready, let's start. I have so much going on. I need you to just go, Thomas, here's the building. This is what we should name it, and let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's start it up.
Is she like that? Is she like I mean, she already has her own business, right?
Yeah.
So she's obviously a self-starter and knows how to do all that shit.
Yeah, she knows how to do all that shit. I'm just waiting, dude. Whenever people are ready, I'm presented the information. Let's go. Pretty much where I'm just so busy.
Is her boyfriend wanting to move and shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. Has he ever lived here?
No, he's from Fresno. He's in Fresno. Oh, yeah. With that being said, some other person in my mom's house, Rocco, just started streaming last night on Twitch.
No shit.
Yeah, he's like, I had like 20 people in there, and they're all just chilling. It's pretty dope, dude. Mm-hmm. I told him as soon as I was like, dude, you should be streaming. What are you doing? You do all this stuff. You know all the games. You know all this stuff. You're funny. You're not boring. Just stream.
Run with it. Everybody's like asking for it and shit. Like, why the fuck are you playing video games for? Once you cross 18, you got to like... If you're going to be sitting there playing video games.
Do something with it.
You got an awesome personality and all this opportunity. You got to stream, bitch. Sorry, you got to get
100%. Yep, so pretty much that's where we're at. With Racco, my mom, the nail salon, whenever she's ready to go, man, I am ready to go.
What's up with Push Pizzas?
Push Pizzas? Oh, my dad.
That's what I named your dad shop.
That's not even a bad idea. No, we wanted to do a Blaze Pizza just so it's like franchise running. It needs to be a plug-and-play turnkey type of situation.
Oh, you're telling me he doesn't know how to do a startup fucking restaurant on his own?
No, my dad will. My dad's awesome. He'll there's a thing I like to say, and a lot of people, if you don't understand, you probably get offended. But my dad's Mexican as fuck. And by that mean, he will do things the ghetto-ass way. Does that make sense?
Yes.
There's memes out there like... Do it the Mexican way. My grandpa owns jack stands, has a diesels, a yard of diesels, knows how to lift a car, has a fucking crane thing for engines. One time he had to get under my car, and instead of using the fucking jack, he started digging a hole under my tire with a stick. And as I didn't help, he looked at me like, you're going to help me dig a hole under your tire? And I'm looking at him with the jack in my hand like, you're a mechanic. Like, what are you doing to me, dude? I watched him dig a hole under the tire. So my dad will do some shit like that. Not in a bad way, but like, oh, oven's broken. Leave the oven there. Bring a smaller oven next to it and use that oven for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
While the oven that's broken is storage. You guys have a lot of dads like that.
Yes.
Like, nah, move that shit. Scrub the ground and then put the new one. My dad won't do that. He'd be like, no, it's fine. But dad, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. It's ghetto as shit. Come on. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of shit. I'm like, dad, we need multiple metal bowls for mixing salad. Mm-hmm. Don't just clean one every single fucking order. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I mean.
Gotcha.
I need them to be like, no, dad, LeBron James from Blaze Pizza says that it just this long.
Oh, and is that a known thing? LeBron owns Blaze Pizza?
Yeah, I think he's like one of the franchise owners.
Gotcha.
Like, yo, dad, see this list? Follow it. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Not Elmer's rules. It's LeBron James rules. Just follow LeBron James rules, dad. That's what I mean. I can't be having a startup. I feel like it'll go left so fast.
But realistically, by this time next year, the three of them, between your dad, your ma, and Rocco, could be in like completely different situations doing their own thing on a high level.
Yeah, yeah. My dad just done truck driving, dude. He's bored with it. Yeah, that's really it.
Mm-hmm. And for everybody requesting him on as a guest.
Oh, bro, I don't know. Are we trying to make that happen? Do that, dude.
Does he want to do it?
I don't know. I don't even think I ever asked him.
What do you think he'd say?
I don't know. I have no idea. I know my dad so well, and I've had like 5 hours worth of conversation with my dad my whole life because he wasn't there. And then after, it was like, yo, you have so many kids to raise. I'm selling packs. You need to pay attention to those motherfuckers. I don't need you. Like, go pay attention to them.
Do you talk to him about that whole era? Are you like...
Yeah, he knows what's up. Mm-hmm. I talk to my dad as if there was a younger brother that needs some advice. Mm-hmm. That's how me and my dad talk. I'm like, Dad, you need to do this, this. Yeah, you're right, man. I'm glad I can be here for you, motherfucker. Where were you?
Glad I'm a positive role model.
Like, in a, what was it? Don't drink your juice in South Central. Don't be a menace in South Central where you're drinking your juice in the hood.
Yeah.
Memories of my dad. He's younger than me. Come on, Dad. Remember when you were a little baby? He used to change you. Remember that? That's how I feel about OG. Like, you're older than me. Remember when he used to, like, take you to school, man? But not for my dad. I'm like, Dad, stop doing it. Do this and do that. Come on, because my dad's like fucking 12, 15 in his head. He's been working since he was 10, truck driving since 11, on his own truck driving 13. Like,
did he grow up on a farm?
Yeah, my grandma and grandpa live in the cuts.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, dude. My grandma and grandpa live in the cuts.
So how? At what age did he go into the gangbang lifestyle?
My dad tried to gangbang for like 3 years, and my dad was too nice for it, and I think he just liked the haircut.
Mm-hmm. But it was in like his 20s?
Yeah, like 24. My dad started rocking all red.
So they were in Merced, but just like out in the country.
Yeah. Well, out in the country, Merced is 5-minute drive.
Oh, gotcha.
Small town. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad was like started driving his own routes at like 13. So he never got to play football. He never got to do any of this shit. Because
driving his own routes in a semi?
Yeah. Yeah, that was fucking 80s, dude. Who's going to pull over a kid that looks 17?
You know driving a fucking semi?
Yeah, okay. Himself. Yeah, my Uncle Jaime, my Uncle Abe, everybody, bro. I remember I told you I was driving by myself at fucking 6 on the property, but like by myself, dude, in my dad's blue fucking Dodge. That my grandpa still, oh no, he got rid of it. He has a blue one, a white one now. He had it till recently. The first time I ever spun out in a car was in that. I was going like 35 up the driveway. We have gravel. And I was like, my dad's gone. I started trying to go up the driveway, and I started sliding. I hit the fucking barbed wire fence, so it didn't really damage the car. The bed of the truck was down, so it kind of went between the barbed wire. And I went, oh, thank God. My grandma came out and went, we won't tell your dad about this. Just put the car away. I'm like, all right, Grandma, I will. But the time that my grandma wasn't there, I took my car off a jump. So maybe parental supervision needs to be like there. Here's my grandma's house. Here's the yard. Here's a little hill. Here's all the diesels. So if you go fast off this hill, you're going to hit a fucking jump. And I did like, I was going like 30 in my Dodge Intrepid. I was like, dude, I wonder if I could and keep going like in the movies. Nope. You nosedive immediately. Why? Because there's an engine in the front.
Yeah. So you just slammed the bottom of the front.
Slammed the front of my front of my car, smashed my face in the windshield. I mean, into the steering wheel so violently fucking hard. Knocked the air out of my chest. Just slammed on the brake. Just so I could not keep rolling into the diesels because I couldn't breathe. And I tried to put it in park and it went. And like grinded. And then it stopped. And I was like, I broke my fucking car before I ever got to drive it. Like legally. That was so sad. All the electricity in the fucking thing went on in my dash, just turned black. Like all the things went. There was no more gas mileage.
Mm-hmm.
I broke my fucking car, and I just hotboxed it for the next like 6 months. I just used it as a hotbox. I couldn't drive it. It wouldn't fucking get out of gear, dude. It was like, and then about 7-8 months later, I got it. Tried to go to the store. My dad was gone, and it was fine. And I drove it like that until I got the fucking Impala at me and Ed's when I was delivering peas. I delivered peas in that car.
What year was the Impala?
2006.
Okay. So it was like one of the police ones with the... I remember the tail lights on it had the little circle in the middle. Yep. Yeah, one of those.
That's the one that lady hit and run on me. Mm-hmm. That's the car she hit and ran on me in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember because I found the smashed image of it.
Yeah, it was the same car. That color, champagne color. Uh-huh. And the dudes that sold it to me gypped me. Totally fucking Mr. Wormwood, Matilda's dad on mm-hmm. me. I got this car for 11 and I sold it for a whopping 4,000. Uh-huh. That's what he did to me. Right when I was signing the paperwork, he looks at me and goes, I'm gonna be 1,000 off, man. I was like, oh, thanks, dude. Probably because he felt bad. I was 18 years old.
Oh, okay.
I had no credit. He goes, how much did you make? And I wrote it down. He goes, they're not gonna really check. Just write down that you make about 1,400 more than that. I go, I can do that. He goes, you gonna say? I ain't gonna say nothing. I go, oh, okay. Fraud. I had no idea what he was doing to me. Then, as I found out that they overcharged me from the Blue Book, like four bands over, they got me.
Damn.
They were on the news, and these fools were all sprinting away from the car lot, getting fucking raided for fucking fraud.
Damn.
Ralph's Auto Sales. How long, fuck you.
How long after?
Next year.
Oh, damn.
The next year?
Hmm. And you might have a little lawsuit or something to happen to.
I didn't want to get him in trouble, but I was talking to one of my gangbangers at home. He's like, bro, I'll give you like $100. Just go smash all the fucking windows in the building. I was like, that's all you got to do. Run to the tracks. Run by Marie Callender's. I'll pick you up. I'm not going to go to prison or jail for vandalism when I'm in college. I'm like, but they played me. Also, I didn't care enough to like, I don't know. I just wanted them to go, fuck, now I got to pay $5,000. Like, that's what you overcharge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But no, they went to prison instead.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Man,
I had a dumbass thought about my last college career. What I just realized, I was thinking back about it. I did a whole stint in community service and then quit right after.
You quit what?
School.
School made you do community service?
Yeah.
For what?
For getting caught with the weed.
There's community service for school? I'm like a fucking hooker in a church.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I was thinking back on how weird it was because they didn't care that I was like blackout drunk off like straight vodka. They cared about that I was lying about this weed. And they were grilling the fuck out. Like, it was the only time in life ever where they grilled the fuck up. I was lying about something, and they were grilling me about it. And then I got backed into a corner I couldn't get out of. It was like, oh, fuck it, I'm lying.
I don't think I've ever done that.
That's the only time it's ever happened. I had nowhere to go. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Just ran away. How many times I say, run?
Yeah, that's good. I didn't know
I've
that
said that so many times. Yeah. If you don't know what to say and you're going to fuck yourself, run away. Hold your ass and be like, I was about to shit my pants. Do you want me to shit standing next to you? What are they going to say? You're a liar. Like, do you want to check my ass?
Uh-huh. I'd rather, the shit lie is better than the fucking.
The shit lie is way better.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You ever speeding? Like, officer, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm going to shit my fucking pants. Can you please give me my ticket? I'm going to shit my pants. He's like, dude, just go. Guarantee you, he goes, just go. Get out of here. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to come get a ticket to a guy with a shit all over him.
I don't know. I think if I'm the cop, I'm having you shit your pants. Like, I don't know. It's a fine line. Every guilty person has to go shit their pants, I feel like.
No, when you get pulled over for speeding and right when he comes up like, officer, I know I'm speeding. I'm going to shit my pants. I'm going to shit my pants. I'm so fucking sorry. Can I just take a shit and give me a fucking ticket? He's going to go, just get out of here. Slow down, motherfucker. Go. There's the gas station right there. I guarantee you, unless he's a racist. No other explanation that a human go, bro, I would hate to shit my pants on the highway. Go.
Mm. I've been watching videos of like lawyers that get pulled over. The balls it takes, the fucking balls it takes to really record yourself and sit there and like know your rights to a group of cops. And like they don't. It was funny because this video I'm thinking about that I watched last night. Like the dude was an Uber driver, but he was an active.
I watched it.
Oh, you saw that?
I saw. He has the phone right here, and he doesn't say a word.
Yeah, I could just feel how fucking scared he was, even though he's like, I didn't do anything. But that's an interesting point about Uber drivers. Like, they got to be getting used for all kinds of fucking shit. Like,
think about that.
I don't know about it. Nothing like that. But it dawned on me when he fucking Ubered me that hard drive.
Oh, yeah.
Then he was like, I don't know what the fuck you threw under my seat. If you threw, don't pin some shit out. He's like, The cop was like, oh, you're an Uber driver. You're a lawyer, but you're out here being a fucking Uber driver.
Well, yeah, it's expensive out here.
Yeah, he had his like law shirt on. He's like,
I've seen this one.
I work at the courthouse, you fucking dunce. Like, where you work, bitch.
I saw one last night. The fucking funniest shit. All right, I know you guys seen it. Ready, Marty? If you've seen it, leave it in the comments. Guy and a guy just talking. Recording straight at like a CVS or something, but they're just talking because they see the cops pull up. They're one of these I know my rights dudes. Girl cop, guy cop walks right up to them on the camera, sees the camera, talking to them, and the guys just pretend that those people are invisible. The dudes continue their conversation like there's no one there. At one point, he goes, well, I think Chalupa's the best. And they're talking to each other about Taco Bell shit and about nothing. And the cops go, they fucking walk away. I think even they were like, that was pretty fucking funny. Dude, they were acting like this. And if cops were talking to us, at us, let me see your license. What are you doing out here? But yeah, do the bill of light. Like, fuck you. Super. And it was the most funniest shit I ever saw. I love TikTok. TikTok knows what the fuck. I just want to watch funny things.
I gotta get more on there. I don't have it in me. I'm still scared of cops. I'm not doing anything wrong. Like, cops, like they're fucking.
You know, Pop Brothers at Law,
flamethrowers,
right?
No, what?
Pop Brothers at Law, the lawyers.
Yeah, we met them.
Right? Mm-hmm. I did a thing with them. They try to get me to do like, yo, do the law thing. I'm like, look at me. Like, you see this? Like, this says you're gonna pull me out. Like, I'm coming out through the window. You know what their thing is, like, I know my rights, blah, 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 blah. I'm not opening my door. And they say, like, say the thing, say. I'm like, bro, no. Exactly. I mean, I love that they know their rights. They know their shit, and they're preaching good things. I will get my ass beat. And as I'm, like, all lumped up, I'm going to go, but I know my right. Like, bro, does it matter? I'm going to get out and go, what, officer? Oh, we're going to jail? That's fine. I'll deal with this after.
Yeah.
I will deal with this shit later, possibly sue the shit out of you. Like, come on, man.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know, people resisting getting pissed. I get it. You're unlawfully getting arrested. Just fucking do it. Because what are you going to do? You're going to get arrested and then your ass beat, you might get shot, which is so fucked up. Like, you better just do what they say. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if these motherfuckers are adamant, like, oh, this guy's a brick wall, he's a fucking ignorant bigot, he might just shoot me. Let me just, yeah, gotcha. I was speeding, yep. Yeah, gotcha. Like, fuck it, dude. Just really go with tough. It.
It's so frustrating. It's been so long. Frustrating. So long since I've been in that position. Those videos just put me right back in it. That just cringe fucking feeling of like this dude kind of playing around with your life just for the fucking sake of it. Like, over nothing. And you're really like, no, I'm actually just a good person out here.
I've had overall good experiences. Mm-hmm. I've had bad ones, but I think it's just the way you approach somebody.
Man, I've had them.
You give off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've had them, man, I've had them fucking swarm on me. I've had it like, I hit the side street, behind me, in front of me, side, like all that shit. Just on some, whoops, sir. Our bad.
Thought you were some just other white child.
Yeah, like, God help me, fucking reaching down for the seatbelt. Trying to put the seatbelt in when you start to get pulled over. I did that stupid shit once or twice.
I reached behind my seat for my fucking wallet one time, and as I reached, I went, I almost got my ass shot.
Yeah. Yep, I did that shit. That's why, I mean, when you say good experiences, I remember I did that shit, and they ripped us out of the car and said, what the fuck were you reaching for? All that. I said, I'm putting my seatbelt on. Had a bowl in my pocket, no weed, but a bowl, and he took it and ended up letting me go. Yep. Could have got me on the no seatbelt. I think he might have just given me a ticket, but back in the day, a bowl, they'll take you to jail for empty bowl.
I take it back. If I've gotten fucked with like 7 times, 8 times, 4 of them are shitty. So 50% of my experiences have been good. Or if I'm going to be a bitch, 50% of them have been bad. I like to look at the good.
Well, what percentage was those school police? You're not talking about that.
Fucking pieces of shit.
Is that the 50% bad?
Officer Nelson, yeah. Piece of fucking shit. Utah, fucking piece of shit, ignorant fuck. Update. You remember the, holy shit, you remember the story where I got extorted in fucking Utah for the weed and all that shit? That piece of shit couldn't spell Hollywood, and he didn't remember all that shit.
Still
nicest
going
car I ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fucking a regular SUV. Anyway, paid that fine. Almost went to fucking jail. Almost went to prison if I would have brought the 10 pack like I was gonna take it, but last second I didn't take it. I went, you know what? Fuck it. Thank God I didn't take it. That whole thing. Paid that ticket. That was 5 fucking years ago. Paid for everything. Paid for the fucking substance charge. All that shit. Paid for it.
You're saying like recently?
I paid for it 5 years ago.
Oh.
Right? Paid for it. Right after that happened, I paid for it. Wasn't even driving. Went to get my license last month renewed because, you know, my birthday just passed. Waited through the DMV line. All that shit. Go up. Do the test. Do the fucking exam. All the stuff. She's like, okay. Oh. You ever lived in Utah? And I told her, like, no. She says, you have a hold on your license? I went, for what? She's like, it's a substance charge. And I go, are you fucking kidding me? I paid that. She goes, I don't know. I go, it's not your fault. You work at the DMV. You don't live in Utah. Just kidding. Give me the number. I'll do it. Utah people are so fucking nice on the phone. The DMV lady answered within like a minute and a half. And I told her, like, do you usually answer this fast? I just have to ask. She goes, that is the nicest thing. Everybody yells at me, say I take so long. So you are so nice. I'm like, this is the nicest woman I ever talked to in my life.
Nice.
And I told her, she's like, oh, substance charge. I go, yeah, I got in trouble. And she goes, oh, yeah, whenever you have a charge, there's a state fee. And they don't tell you that. So that's when my license has been on hold for 4 years. I just have not gotten fucking pulled over.
You probably got fees on top of fees, I would imagine.
$38. That's all I had to pay.
Oh, okay. All
that's right. It.
All right.
Fucking assholes.
But you had to stand there all day for that shit, right?
No, on the phone.
Oh, okay, cool.
I was getting high while I did it, actually. But that's the update. It came back. I tried to get my license last month, and they told me, fuck off. You have a charge in Utah. I was like, dude, if they make me fly to Utah, I'm going to be pissed. And that they try to get me to do to pay my ticket. I go, I'm not doing that. All right, they pay online. Like, why'd you even have the option? You want to fly back? Like, nah, don't pay you online. Anyway, 5 years later, they still fucking with me.
Mm-hmm. That's how it goes.
You know what? I've had two good experiences with the cops. Damn it. Mm-hmm. All the rest have been bad. Fuck. Take it back. 85% of my experiences have sucked dick. Shit. I was all fucking looking positive. No, there's no positive in this.
Well, you never went to jail, never went to prison. I mean, they never beat you down. So, like, that's a wins across the board. Like,
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about, like, oh, this is why people hate cops. You're a piece of shit. Yeah, I am polite. Could you imagine if I wasn't? Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. That's why I see people getting beat up.
Mm-hmm.
that's where that comes from. I didn't realize that people were so wild.
I remember the first time I got my car tore apart.
When you went to the drug neighborhood, but you were just dropping someone off?
No, I mean, we were like at the beach. I had sipped like a little light wine cooler, maybe at like
a wine cooler,
something like that. I didn't know what the fuck it was. Fuck? Like I was at this beach hanging with some fucking kids or something. When I say beach, I mean Lake Erie. Like this shit is not a real
Lake
beach.
Erie.
Yeah,
like Erie, Indiana. The show. I'm just kidding.
Like the Dead Sea, Lake Erie.
What do you mean the Dead Sea? I know nothing.
Yeah. Well, Lake Erie couldn't have life in it for a while because it was so polluted by the steel factories. Allegedly. I read that.
That three-eyed fish like the Simpsons?
Shit like that, yeah. Just
really?
Pumping into the water, all the steel plants, all that pollution. Like down the waterfront, Lackawanna is waterfront property technically, but that shit is hazardous. Do not enter. We'll fucking shoot you if you come over here up
in
to the
water?
Beach. Yeah, up to the lake. Yeah. That's funny to think about. Because all the steel plants used to be right on the lake.
Well, like, just take all the shit out.
They're all like abandoned and they fucking catch on fire and shit. They're like hazardous, not to mention probably haunted as fuck. But yeah, it's waterfront property technically. But anyway, I drove right into a fucking police blockade for my first time. Right after I got my license, I had sipped half of a fucking, not even a couple sips. I never even drank. But just this time, I sipped whatever the fucking girl I was with had or whatever.
Yeah.
Drove right into the fucking blockade. My boy who was with me had a couple backpacks full of with bottles.
Liquor?
Yeah, liquor. That
and you were drinking what?
He was drinking. I wasn't even, I don't even
drink. Oh, you drink.
I fucking sipped whatever the girl had or whatever. he had gotten out. I couldn't remember if he, I didn't really know if he took his shit out of the trunk or not. I dropped him off, turned back around, went down the street, bam, right into the blockade. Right out of the car, ripped me out, on the hood, all the shit. Car, all my shit, completely ripped out, ripped the center console off the fucking thing. The whole, like,
what a fucking asshole.
Really, really went through my shit and gave me a breathalyzer. And they came back, they're like, you want any medicine? And I was like, yeah, yeah, for acne. Just thinking that. And they were like, all right.
Why?
It must. I must have blew a point something.
How old are you?
Like 16, 17.
Oh, shit. they tore your car apart at a little kid?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
But that was horrifying, and that was a giant wake up. Then I really started being super paranoid of them after that every time I was driving. And I never drink or drive. I've never have. That's never been my thing. But even just period. Like knowing every corner, preparing, because it's not like that around here. In Buffalo, they set up roadblocks all the fucking time.
You said they do.
They're like, checkpoints. They're, yeah, people, exactly.
People
checkpoints.
Would text them out in mass text. Checkpoint 16 yep. to G. Yep. Like, oh, thanks, bro. Thanks, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't miss that shit. Home from work, going through them, and like randomly, just not, like all in your life. I haven't like I always say, I've had zero interaction with them since I've lived here, going on 10 years now, minus the bomb scare incident. You know,
so the Kevin face. Yeah. Yo, I never told you. Here's a story. Mm-hmm. It just hit me. Sorry, OG, but not sorry. I tell this man, yo, you drank like 3 beers. You're not drunk, but if you brew breathalyzer, your car's getting towed. You're going to fucking jail. Don't worry, Brody. I'm fine, bro. See this joint? This makes me not drunk. I'm like, you're not even drunk. I'm talking about the breathalyzer, asshole. 3 beers is like, I'll get in the car with these 3 beers. You're fine. Any more than that, maybe you don't want me to drive. I'm like, if you blow a fucking breathalyzer, you're going to get in trouble, bro. Like he was drinking wine. He drank 2 glasses of wine. I'm like, that shit's not that you're drunk, but if we get pulled over, yeah. You got glasses on at night.
Yeah.
With a backwards baseball cap and an M3, like motherfucker. Looks like a little bit suspicious.
Sorry. At night with the glasses. Yeah.
Or M4. I don't know what car it is. It's M something. Anyway, we're just driving. Mm-hmm. We're driving down the street. We're in his big car, his family car. It's like 4 years ago. Smoked a QP, like a quarter of weed, probably not a QP. We smoked a quarter of weed. We went to a restaurant, smoked. He drank a little. I'm like, fool, chill. I think we have a video of it. We put like 5 joints in this thing. We're smoking like 5 joints at once. Anyway, the car was boxed. Then we left, started driving. Boom, checkpoint is on a Sunset. And I looked and I go, don't turn. He was about to turn. I was like, don't turn. And I saw 2 fucking bike cops on people's lawns waiting for it. And I was like, don't turn. And he's like, fuck. And I'm like, hey, remember when I told you you shouldn't be driving? You should let me drive, motherfucker.
Hold on. Don't turn. Like, don't try to avoid.
Because if you try to take a left or a right before a checkpoint, you are getting pulled over because they think you're evading.
Yeah.
You might just be taking a left or right. 9 times out of 10, you got something in the car.
OG just busts a Yui right in front of him. Does a 3-point turnaround.
Oh, man. I've seen that go down in Merced. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Boop. Mike cop. Like, come on. The worst feeling in the world is when I go by the checkpoints and I see like 6 people on the curb. Oh, it feels so bad. Not that they're drinking. Fuck you. Don't drink and drive. But when you know it's like some weed, they got shit on the car. It's like, he was just smoking weed. Fuck. Like, you know that feeling. Like, oh, sorry. And if it's ever been you in there and you see the people pass, we all feel for you. Right? Yeah, I just let you know. Every time I see someone pulled over by a cop, I go, damn. Fuck, that sucks. I hope you don't got none. Anyway, we're getting up. We're getting up to our turn to talk to the cop. And Mindy, OG's wife's right there. I'm behind OG, so I can see the back of his head. I can see his eyes through the rear view. And I can see the cop. I roll my window down, smiling just to make it look like, hey, we're family. Or, come on, he's not faded. There's nothing in here. I don't got nothing in this bag. Even though it was like a pee, who gives a fuck? We're going, pull up, and OG has no glasses on because, you know, like, you can't wear the glasses, bro. You're going to automatic, oh, I'll take your fucking glasses off. And we pull up, and the guy, the officer's like, hey, how you doing today?
Sup, fucker?
No, he looks at his eyes like, you drink, have anything to drink tonight? And he goes, no, I had like a glass of wine at a dinner. He told him what restaurant. Fuck that restaurant. I just wanted to say it. Fuck you.
Damn.
Another long story. Wild as fuck. Fuck them. And he's like, you know, smells real, real heavy in here. And I'm like, I was like, what do you want me to say? But I can see OG like, oh man. Yeah. So, yeah, we smoked earlier, man. Sorry. Like, we just went to dinner. He's like,
damn.
If I breathalyze you right now, you're going to be good. He goes, yeah. And he looks at me and goes, get out of here, man. I go, damn. Shut the Jesus fuck Christ. Up. There's no, the long, get out of here. I was like, shut up. No fucking way did you let us
OG
go.
OG was doing Jedi mind tricks.
He was doing something shit to him. He did something. Something was going on. Not even done. Hey, stop drinking. Stop, motherfucker. I won't tell stories on the line. Like last year, he was dropping me off at my house. And he had did the same thing. I'm like, fool, you're not shit-faced. You think I can't drive? I'm like, you can drive. But remember how you got pulled over? Like, it could happen again, asshole. We're on the five, dude. We're on the five. We get pulled over.
On the freeway? It's hard to get pulled over on the freeway.
It was like 2 in the morning.
Oh, damn.
OG's smashing.
Oh, yeah.
And we're smoking. What happens? Just roll the window down. Right now, if you're in California and the cop says it smells like weed, unless they see smoke, they cannot tell you to get the fuck out the car. Weed, by Prop 64, is no longer probable cause to search your fucking car. If a cop says it smells like weed, go, cool, California's legal. Doesn't matter.
That's some new shit, right?
2018. So everyone out there, they don't have any fucking rights if they say, I smell marijuana. So, might be you. It's California, man. Yeah,
they went out of their way.
Prop 64 is no longer probable cause. Remember that. It's no longer probable cause to search a car. Fuck you. Mm-hmm.
And shout out to all the workers that can't get fucking fired for that shit now, too.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. What kind of workers again?
I think it's just California.
Just California
workers.
City workers, right?
I have no idea. Except for
I saw that. Gavin Newsom did something, right? Fucking jerk. So, we're on the five right before my old apartment, the one where I met you at, right before that apartment. We're going about to get off and bloop gets blurred. And I'm like, fool, no fucking way. And as OG's as we're getting pulled over, I'm like, I don't want to say this, but this might be the one, man. Like, this is a bad one. You drank a lot. Fuck. Same position. I'm in the back seat. Mindy's right there. Everything. Same position. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Roll the window down. I do the whole, hi. I roll the windows down so I don't get shot also. I'm in the back seat. Same car. Wow. Same car we were in the first time.
You're in the back seat and you roll the windows down. That might get you.
Before they even get up there. I have them down so when they walk up, they see me. Hi.
Okay.
So there's Rosie. There's Mindy, OG. There's no one else in this car. Fuck yeah, roll your windows down.
Yeah.
I put my elbow out like this. I put my arm out like that.
Now, is it a smart idea? Or
not while they're walking up. Never, don't even fucking move while cops walking up. If they're in their car still, I roll all my windows down the second they get there.
Uh-huh. Now, what about, how do you feel about recording them? Busting out the phone or like?
I'm not pushing it, bro. Uh-huh. I'm not going to record anybody. I'm good. Unless it's getting weird.
It's almost a good idea to go live or some shit.
Yeah, I put my phone on the dash and my keys. I take them off and put them right on the fucking dash. That's how I get, every time I got pulled over, I go, hi. Because when they go, they go, oh, I fuck with this fool. Like, he knows, like, don't make me feel threatened. If you're a cop and you're walking up to 5 cars a day, one of them might blast you.
Yeah.
So I understand why they're like, how you doing?
Uh-huh.
I would be too.
I would be fucking terrified walking up to a car.
Horrible, dude.
Every car, I think about that sometimes.
That's why I never get upset when they're like, yo, what's up, man? I'm like, I would do the same shit, bro. So I understand. That's why I just go, hi, officer. Hi, I do this a lot. Hi, how you doing? You're always supposed to show both sides of your hands and shit. Little guns. My stepdad taught me that. He had a little pistol like this. And you can literally just pop somebody with it. It's like that big. A little one shooter 22.
Okay.
And kill somebody. Or really hurt them with a 22, you know? Enough to shoot them in the eye. They freak out. Anyway, we get pulled over. Cop comes up. It reeks bad. OG's been drinking more than the last time. The cop looks at him like, you've been drinking, man. I can smell it on you. Like, so how much you had to drink? He's like, officer just came from a blah, blah, restaurant. Fuck the same restaurant. Fuck that. came from a restaurant.
Damn.
I don't even know if he wants me to talk about it. It's OG, so we'll just leave it alone. But he's like, smells in here, man. I know it's legal, but you know you can't be smoking and driving like that.
How long are these two incidents apart from each other?
1.5, 2 years. Okay. He looks at OG, he's like, I can see you're intoxicated, dude. He's like, I know you've been smoking. Your eyes are bloodshot. I can see you. He's like, you got kids? He goes, yeah, I got kids.
Damn, he asked him,
he goes, would they be disappointed in you right now?
Oh, fuck.
God, and I'm in the back like that. I'm trying not to laugh.
Oh,
I'm trying not to laugh. Like, get him, officer. I've been telling his ass too. But I wasn't going to do that. But I was like, I've been telling you. He's not like OG drinks and drives. But if you have a glass of wine or two, like.
And he looks fucked up. His eyes get all glossy.
He just looks like that. He's got
the fucking looks on.
But it's not. It's always like you went to a DUI for a point. 08, that sucks. So OG's not shit-faced driving. I don't want to put that out there like he's a drunk driver. Not at all. He's responsible. But when we go to dinner, he's like, I'll drive a glass of wine or two, but full, let's wait 30 minutes and leave. Uh-huh. So just in case you get pulled over,
we're good. Yeah.
I always tell him, he's like, no, Brody, we can't drive.
Talking tenths of a decimal.
Yes. So he's like, would they be disappointed in you right now? He looks at him and he goes, yeah, officer, I mean, yeah, they would. I would not drive. He's like, would you drive with your kids like this? You think you're like, what if somebody else's kids on the road and you hit them? He gave him the fucking dirty. He goes, I want you to go home and I want you to tell your fucking kids I let you go. And I want them to let you know. And I want you to tell them that I let you go so you can go home.
Uh-huh. That was his chance to be like, I got my mijo right here.
Oh, he fucked up. He fucked up. Oh, that's your son. And I'm like, no, I'm not really his son. And then it would have been a whole nother thing.
He's very disappointed. Yeah.
I should have. I am disappointed, Dad. I should have said that. He let us go, and I laughed from the freeway all the way to my parking garage. It's only like half a mile away. I was cackle laughing. Mindy laughed too, and Rosie was just dying. Like, he got scolded by this young ass Mexican officer.
Oh shit!
Young, like 25-year-old Mexican officer, like buff dude,
telling him about his kids and shit.
Your kids? Would they be disappointed in you right now, drinking and driving? So I want you to go home and tell him I let you go, but I only let you go so you could think about.
You said all that shit
on the side of the freeway.
A whole moral victory on the side of the freeway.
And I want you sitting there. He has to take it because he's letting him go. Yes, and he respond. Yeah, I'll tell them. I won't do this again. Oh. I was like, oh, dude, this is the best thing I could have been here. Oh,
damn it.
Like, I've been telling your stupid ass, stop fucking driving. It's a 0.08. That's jail. Like, 0.09. You're fucked. But that was OG's story.
Damn.
Oh, I just put him on blast.
Drink responsibly. Drink responsibly.
If you would have drank a
Miller Brewing Company,
Milwaukee, Wisconsin, only 96 calories, 3.2 grams of carbs per can. Wow. What was that in fucking Wayne's World? It's just really sad. People just like start doing ads. Fuck you. It's a free show. Dick. But that's what happened.
And yeah, shout out to Miller Lite because. Motherfucking 2020.
Oh, and 2023. Yeah, and 2023. What's up? Renew contract weeks. I won't say anything, but.
Shits are getting renewed.
Yeah, hyped. We'll leave it at that.
Thank you guys for all the support across the board. We got lots of new sponsors coming in, but Miller Lite, we're looking like.
What the fuck? Joe Pesci, Home Alone 1. Ting! Yeah. That's what I was trying to. Why did I keep trying to call him Joe Travolta?
Sick if you had a gold tooth.
If I had a gold tooth, oh no.
OG needs a gold tooth. Like
no, he would look way too suspicious, yeah. Bro.
The second a gold
tooth went on him, he would start doing this.
Yep.
One of these guys. I was so full. Oh, I don't trust you.
I think he'd look fucking sick.
Yo, I like that.
Get a big ass painting of him with the grill.
Oh, that'd be sick. I like the edit you did when I was put OG's pinky ring on and you popped Lokes on. Yeah. We've never done that in a podcast.
No, that was the first.
Awesome.
That was a little Easter egg for
that
the
was fucking awesome.
Fools out there.
That was so funny, dude. Holy looks on, looks shit. Off. Looks on, looks off.
That's
great. Yeah, I don't even remember what we've been talking about. What are we at? How long have we been here?
I don't fucking know.
An hour and 15.
About an hour.
About an hour?
Yeah.
Well, there we are. Oh, all right, good. Mm-hmm. We're going good. Yeah, so Don't drink and drive. Oof. Don't drink and drive.
I'm fucking terrified of that shit. I don't know. I grew up in an alcoholic style culture where the police are all up in your life. So it's like astonishing to me when people even fucking risk it like that. We've had people drive. I told you about the Skyway going in from Lackawanna downtown. This like giant bridge, super unnecessary.
Somebody go off it.
Going the wrong way up it. Multiple times I heard about that shit.
That's fucking
school.
Scary.
You're just driving on this bridge and now there's a fucking car coming at you and you gotta either go off the bridge or into the car.
No, thank you. Oh, you know what I do? I do Cruising USA, double tap the gas, and I jump them.
Oh, shit. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's what you do. If you ever get a 100 collision.
And just spin around them.
Yeah, you go, family, and you turn into Vin Diesel and you fucking e-brake out of it. What the fuck? Stupid.
What am I talking about?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Car accidents. We Cruising USA double tap gas here. I love that game.
Oh, and also while I'm speaking of the town, can 41-7 motherfucking Monday night. Goddamn motherfucking victory and I'll
crushing.
This Dolphins game is gonna have passed by then, but I'm still feeling the fucking these first two. April went to both games, by the way.
So Marty went to Monday Night Football.
Yes.
Right?
First time ever.
Right?
But yeah.
And then I saw the Bills haven't won the Monday Night Football game since 1990-something. Are you
I almost
fucking
cracked
kidding
me? A fucking tear at this last game.
Crushing.
Yeah, when they had Jim Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Sick
old.
Shit. I wore that shirt I was wearing. That was a Jim Kelly jersey shirt. So but the thing about Jim Kelly is he's been battling, like, bro, he's
oh,
been
he's
battling
sick?
Cancer
oh,
every
that,
day.
That makes it.
For the past, like, makes 20 sense. Years.
Damn.
Like, it was horrible. Like, at the end of his career, his son went through a very public, like, his baby son had a rare disease, form of cancer or something, Hunter's Hope. I remember it was a big thing. Like, everybody knew about it. And then he got, like, cancer. And, like, seeing him, he's looked different ever since. And it's,
that's
like,
sad, dude.
Like, it reminds me of my dad watching Jim Kelly. Like, bro, you were such a warrior to me growing up. You were the fucking, ugh. Like, and just to see his, like, you've been battling so long.
Well, it makes perfect sense. When I saw him, I go, you look withered.
But I saw it in his eyes when he was like, when he was talking to the fans, Bills being all fucking sick now. Bad choice of words. Bills being all like looking like champions and shit. To see it in his eyes, I saw that shit. It reminded me of being 6 years old, watching him out there in those four Super Bowls. Like, damn, that dude is still in there. He's still a fucking like champ in there. He never got his Super Bowl. Damn. He went four in a row. He's been battling cancer ever since. Ugh. Lost his son, all this other shit. Motherfucking Marv Levy came out. Our old coach throughout that whole run had Bruce Smith behind him. These are all the legends for me growing up.
He had a Bruce
Super
Smith
Bowl
rookie
run.
Card.
No shit. Mm-hmm. He was standing there behind him like a bodyguard. Marv Levy looking like he's, you know, God knows how old Marv. He was like 100. He seemed like he was 100 when I was a kid. Old, the old coach, you know what I mean? Like, see him out there talking to the fans. He said his shit like, where would you rather be than right here, right now? And all the fucking fans went crazy and shit. And that shit, I damn near cracked a tear seeing him being alive out here to witness this greatness that we got going on right now.
It's fucking awesome.
I'm proud of that shit.
You know, you should be. What I'm not proud of? Brett Favre's actions.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that shit.
Want to get on
Let's
a,
go.
Your childhood hero?
Let's
What's
go.
Your childhood hero been doing this week? Nothing. Just like expiring the whole country. What's mine been doing? Stealing from poor kids.
Brett, we're coming for you, bro. I'm sorry. Here's us coming.
I no longer want you on the show, Brett Favre. That's us coming
this
for
us
him in Mississippi. That's us in the backwoods getting his ass. And I'm going to call him boy when I do it. I'm just kidding. I'm not threatening anybody. I'm just completely kidding, YouTube, in case they thought that was a threat. I was talking about, like, verbally, like, oh, I'm about to let it go on you right
verbal
now.
Verbal lashing.
I hope Brett Favre is not, like, a key word that gets his age restricted immediately.
It could be. I like that he might be.
It could
You're
be.
You're going to do to Brett Favre what that cop did to fucking OG.
Yep. I'm about to scold you,
what
Brett
would
Favre.
What your kids think about you fucking doing this shit, Brett Favre?
Probably bad kids.
We're going to start with your situation with him, then we're going to get into all this other shit.
Ready? For 20 years, it's been on my brain when you diss the shit out of me in the rain.
Whoop, hold on.
Yeah, diss me in the rain. That's him coming out of the hallway. On Percocets. Numb as shit. Are you ready? Brett Favre dissed me. You guys know that. Dissed me real hard. It hurt, broke my heart. I still have a couple statues of him in my toy chest. Anyway, Brett Favre. I heard about this 4 months ago. He did this thing with Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man from WWF.
Oh, I don't know about this.
They did it together. If you don't know what's going on in the Brett Favre situation, let me talk to this camera real quick. Brett Favre, Hall of Famer quarterback.
America's Brett Favre.
America's Brett Favre. Brett, all right? There's something about Mary, the all-American man that she loved, all right? By the way, in that movie, I'm a Packers fan. I'm in the theater with my grandma, my grandpa. One of the rare movies we went to go watch together. I'm in the theater. Brett Favre walks on camera. Marty, I damn near jumped through the roof. Like, I'm a Brett Favre fanatic. And for them to bring out Brett Favre.
I can't remember him being in that movie.
At the end when he's all, I found Brett. And he goes, hey, Mary, I'm in town to play the Dolphins, dumbass. His Hank Hill-ass personality. He's Hank Hill if Hank Hill was a person.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize that.
That's Brett Favre. And then I lost my shit. I lost my fucking mind when Brett Favre showed up in the movie I'm watching. I fucking love him. Mm-hmm. And then she dumps him because I'm a Niner fan. And my grandpa looked at me and I go, fuck this movie. Fuck this movie. This whole movie sucks. Anyway, I love Brett Favre. You know what Brett Favre did this past couple months? He embezzled money. Where did he embezzle the money from? Mississippi Welfare Fund. What does that go to? Poor kids. Orphans. Kids without means.
What do to them kids, Brett? He's been harming kids this whole time.
He hurt my feelings, and then he hurt a whole state's of kids' feelings. He embezzled, was it 5 mil or 4 mil? I want to say it was 4.
Hold on, let me look.
He embezzled millions and millions of dollars from the welfare fund of Mississippi.
Allegedly.
To do what? Do you know what it was, Marty? Do you know what he spent it on? You know what he spent it on? A new volleyball building for the university that his daughter plays volleyball at.
What? I didn't know that.
Wait. She ain't going to be a Hall of Famer, Brett.
Damn.
You're putting your life on the line for your daughter's hobby? You're crazy. And that's why your accuracy sucked, because your accuracy in life is not on point.
Forbes says it was a little more than
8 mil? Oh, my God.
Our friends at Forbes.
Our friends over at Forbes. What up, buddy? Former Green Bay Packer quarterback Hall of Famer has been accused of special access to former Mississippi. Oh, he stole some money. All right, let's just say that. He stole some motherfucking money. And how come he is not on ESPN getting dragged through the mud like they did Michael Vick? Yes, Michael Vick was doing way more worse things. Mm-hmm. But where is it at on ESPN, huh?
Forbes should call Brett Favre the biggest painkiller influencer in the world, probably.
I like that. Painkiller influencer in the world. Big Pharma.
Yo, Big Farva.
Big Farva. That's why you're a rapper. That's why you're a wordsmith. With the rim shot, too. Brett, I hate you so much. That was great. All right, let's try one of these little joints. But yeah, that's in the news. Brett Favre, you're out here fucking up, man. It's okay.
Still come on the show? We can talk about this shit.
I don't want him on the show.
Hold on. Nah. You don't want Brett Favre on the show?
I'm
you
good.
Wouldn't want to grill him about this shit?
Nope. My hero is no longer my hero. It sucks. That was just you, Adam Sandler. Come smoke joints with us. I'm fucking over Brett Favre, dude. I feel so bad, but it's like, what a douchebag.
So, I mean, yeah, all jokes aside, it sounds like that's crossing into actually, like, really being a piece of shit territory.
An actual
Not
villain.
That I know about anything.
An actual villain. If this all comes down, Brett Favre's innocent, please come on the show. If you're guilty, I know people like, it'd be views. It'd be the biggest thing. No, fuck, I don't care about views. My morals. I don't want this man on the show. I love Afro Man. People ask him to come on the show all the time. But I watched him punch that girl on stage so violently hard, made me never want to have Afro Man on the show. There's a video of him cracking a girl so violently hard on stage, sees that she's on the ground, sees the girl, goes back to playing guitar. on stage in front of a crowd.
I don't know about this.
That's why I don't. That's why I don't fuck with
Afro Man. Man. Like from
Afro Man, bro. Like the rapper.
2002's Afro Man.
Love Afro Man. I mean, I love Afro Man. I saw him one time in a cannabis cup. I'm like, shut the fuck up! It's Afro Man. I lost my mind, but I was filming because I couldn't stop. Like, I'm an Afro Man fan. I love that fool. And then I saw that. I know people change, whatever. This shit was like 2 years ago. So
did Afro Man have anything else besides the Because I Got High? Was he like a legit artist?
Palmdale.
Okay, I don't know about that shit.
Saw him Palmdale.
I just thought of Bubba Sparks for some reason. That was that same era.
Bubba Sparks.
I bet he has. Like, I bet if I look on Instagram, Bubba Sparks got some whole fucking.
He's doing something.
Some shit going on.
His new trend or something. But yeah, I love Afro Man. But after seeing that, it's like, but then again, my dad beat the shit out of my mom for years. I still say hi to him and chill with him.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, how do I like go around this without being a hypocrite?
I think it's just up to us at the end of the day how we feel about it. Because it's like, we can have criminals on the show and people that we know that have done bad shit.
Horrible things.
And we can have people that we know that haven't been arrested for shit, but we just know they're creeps and we'll never let them on the fucking show.
100%.
So it's just kind of like our creep detector, I think, is the real judge.
Mm-hmm. Would I leave you around my sisters or your kids? No.
I'm not leaving my kid around fucking some of our guests, but.
No, everybody we've had here, I don't feel weird about. Everyone I've had here, people we talked about getting on, I go,
yeah.
I think that guy's a fucking creep, bro, and I'm good. Uh-huh. Like, I'm good. Like, no, thank you. Yeah, everyone on the show, I don't feel weird about. Just because they're old drug dealers and gangbangers, I'm fine.
Yeah.
If they were, I'm like, pretty much this way. If I was like, yo, you can come over in here, I feel okay.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah. But nah. Larry Lawton, hang out with my little brother.
Sure. Yeah.
Smoke a cigar with him. You know what I mean? Like, I love that fool.
Yeah.
I just talked to him recently. He wants one of his friends to come on the show. His friend, I guess there's like a Netflix special about him where he was like a race car driver that started selling mass amounts of weed and went to prison for it. Then my cousin William, a couple days ago, hits me up, tells me about this old race car driver he used to watch that went to prison for all the sales. Same dude.
Damn.
You should have him on the show. I go, wow, I just talked to that guy about having him come on the show.
Imagine being high as shit driving a race car.
Oh, no thanks. Oof. No, thank you. Fuck that shit.
Damn. That might be cool. Let us know if you guys want that shit.
There's so many. If you're in the chat right now or you're watching this, doesn't matter what time, drop it in the chat. Who do you want to see? Go in the comments. Who do you want to see? We have, what, a 220 yes, person list?
That is actively being fucking hit up right now.
I don't even want to talk about the things that you talked about because
we got a team now, guys.
Yeah.
We're getting there. This is the very beginning, but we're starting to have a team.
It's weird. It's definitely odd to see.
Shout out to everybody that we've worked with. One thing about me and Thomas is anybody that we've ever crossed paths with, ask them about us. They're going to give you a raving review about how nice we are and how easy we are to fucking work with.
Always. We had to let go of our booking agent, and he thanked us. Well, and remember you text me? He's like, you know you're good when motherfuckers thank you after you had to let him go.
Every person we've ever had to part ways with has thanked us.
Thank you, guys, man. This has been great. I'm like, fuck yeah. No one's ever been like, well, fuck you guys. No, it's always been like,
it's just levels.
Levels. Like, going. I get it. You guys need more. Yeah. It's just the way it is.
Yeah. But it's really nice to have a team of like 10 people that are just on it and just have tight communication and they care and they're fired up and they're enthusiastic and they love it. Like, this is exciting for everybody. I feel that you want that from your partners in a new relation. You want to feel that type of like
energy.
That's super important because you could go get a deal. And if they're not excited about it and they don't really give a shit, like, it's different.
Yeah, when the people are stoked, it makes you stoked.
And they're doing their best and you're doing, it gives you more motivation to go out there and do your best. So.
I touched Keith, I touched my eye.
Uh-oh, it's fucking over. You're about to turn into fucking
Incredible Hitch. Hulk.
Hutch.
Will Smith, when he got his shit off like that. Oh, no, I touched my eye with Keith.
I was watching the video with Ratchetown where you had the fucking ski mask on and I saw the moment where you did it. Your fucking shit.
My eyes just went blood red.
Sickler was saying that happened to him too. We just did a whole shoot with Sickler, by the way.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was dope.
Big shout out to Ryan Sickler and the Honeydew, one of my favorite flavors from the dopest. We went and did a whole brand shoot before the fucking Venice vlog.
And that day.
Sickler's a G.
Yeah, that day. Yeah, I feel like we've been, I don't know. I can't believe we've been here this many weeks consistently. It's insane to me.
85 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be right at almost episode 100 where we like start season 3 and move into the new set. That's crazy. If it's episode 100, that'd be fucking sick. It's crazy. Every week. This shit has been going quick, guys. Life is different with the podcast. It really is. Like, time is different.
That's I'm ready, though. A trip.
It's fun to go through all these levels with you guys and like experience the shit in real time. Because every win is just a big win for the community. Everybody on YouTube and Instagram and all subscribers. Like,
I've seen names in there from like the first couple episodes are still there.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
It's weird. It's wild.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to start seeing this pop up on other shows. Like we're talking about the Joey Diaz shit, hopefully. And that is just something that's in the works. But now we got to go get some. We got to double, triple the size of this community with similar people out there that can tap into the shit.
Yeah. That's really all it's about, guys. Once people start watching the show, they go, yeah, I'd hang out with these guys. And that's what makes me a fan. I'm like, I would like to hang out with that fool. How many times I go, I love that fool. I would love to smoke a joint with you. That's my thing. I'm like, I would like to hang out with you. Mm-hmm. Because if you're like, have you seen the Netflix thing, The Most Hated Man on the Internet?
No.
There's this Netflix thing about the revenge porn guy. There's this Most Hated Man on the Internet. He was like hacking people's emails and putting them on the site and not putting them down, not taking them down. He went to prison for it, for hacking people's emails and like putting their pictures out there. Anyway, when I met my homie baby, his real name, we were talking like, what did you do before like in the cannabis community? But like, so I used to do like throw these parties. I was like a tech guy. I throw these parties and like help out with flyers and stuff. And it's my homie. He's like one of my best friends. And we just do parties and all this stuff. He's like, he's a piece of fucking shit. I don't talk to him. I hope he's in fucking prison. But he was my best friend. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he explained it to me a little bit. It's this documentary. I could see my homie baby in a couple of shots. I'm like, look at little tiny baby at like 20 years old.
Like in the footage. In the documentary,
yeah. You can see him in there. Damn. I hit him up. I'm like, is this your fucking friend? That's what I asked him. And he goes, bro. You don't know how many fucking people have hit me up. I'm like, is that you? Because he told me when I first met him, like 10 years ago, he was like, this guy's a piece of shit. My old friend Hunter, you know, he's a fucking piece of shit. And he got his baby got his Twitter. One of our friends that knows him got his Twitter hacked. He goes, probably fucking Hunter. That's what they said. I go, who the fuck is that guy? And I just watched the documentary with Rosie. What a piece of shit.
Damn.
Wow. And baby, I mean, a lot of people in the comments, like, you're friends with somebody that was doing that? Like, no, my friend is scot-free. No FBI paperwork or any. I'm like, you didn't get in trouble? He goes, bro, I didn't do anything fucking weird. I was throwing parties. I didn't know he was fucking hacking emails. Why do you think the FBI didn't even talk to me? Mm. I go, what do you mean FBI? He goes, bro, it was a big thing. And then I watched a documentary. Like, I didn't know how massive this shit was. But I remember a friend told me, he was like, yeah, I just threw crazy parties, man, all over the country. I was just organized and set up parties. I'm like, that's cool. Now that I see it, now I realize when he was like, that guy's a fucking piece of shit. Mm. When I, because he found out all this shit like as it was happening. And he's like, I don't even talk to that motherfucker. And then I see he's going to jail. I was like, good, fuck him. But how crazy is that? I just watched a full Netflix documentary on this fucking dude.
Jesus Christ.
It's such a trip, man. People are creeps. Oh, that's what I meant. I would never want to hang out with that guy. Mm-hmm. Just before, if I didn't watch a documentary and I just saw him talk for 5 seconds, yeah, like, yeah. God, that guy seems like such a dick, like arrogant fuck. Mm-hmm. I like people that are arrogant in a nice way when they know they're fucking awesome, but they're not a piece of shit like, about
give
it.
Give me a good example.
When your goofy ass fat homie just wears whatever he wants, like, I fuck with you. Like, fool, I look tight. Like, I like that arrogance, motherfucker.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's what I mean. Yeah, like, yeah. I like that enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Like, I like arrogance when it's like, fuck, it's just confidence. Yeah, it's not more of like, you know how sick I am? Fuck you. Your shoes suck. That's not what I mean. That's gotcha. That's a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what I mean. I think the fat guy that wears, that's the perfect example. Like, yeah, you know you're tight. You are tight.
I used to, man, my boy back, I told you, used to walk around with a fucking bike lock around his neck.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck?
He had like a boxing glove ring. He'd have a fucking, we went over this, hatchet on his fucking, through his belt loop or real, just a hatchet. And he'd have all this fucking crazy shit on. Just like, all right, man, that's you.
You ever seen Waterworld?
No.
It sounds like he dresses like people from
Waterworld. Man, I just saw one of my other fucking, somebody that we've talked about on the show a bunch of times, one of the gangsters dudes I know.
You talked to him, huh? Right?
I didn't talk to him. I saw him on TikTok.
What do you mean? You tell me about,
man,
this
at all. This shit is like, this shit is just, it's a different world out here. That's all I'm going to say. This video, I couldn't unsee this video. Like, I was showing it to Ariana on the way into school today. It was just, this dude is one of the most gangsterous dudes I knew growing up. And it was just this TikTok video of him, doing this wild dance and this crazy ass wig and this fucking wild ass fucking outfit and shit. It was just,
oh, you're just like, wow, even gangbangers like to dance and do shit. It's just wild. Like, I would have never thought you would do something online. It's such a weird 10-year difference.
It was like, I was just like thinking back, like, and the shit was just so astonishing, like how different things are right now.
I like that though. It's like, yo, the biggest, scariest dude ever is like, fool, this is fun. I'm going to do it. That's like, awesome.
It is what we're talking about. And it's something about him that I've always recognized. Because I always noticed in his music, he would always sound completely different. He'd be over here sounding like DMX. Then he'd come over here and sound like he's from fucking Florida with this fucking super slow fucking drawl and shit. And then he'll come over here and sound like he could do all these different fucking sounds. But man, I'm like, really crossing over into TikTok heavy. Big fucking time. I don't know, man. The shit was fucking crazy.
Are you saying just because, like, the contrast? Like, if you would have told me 10 years ago that I would see you online, exactly, just having fun, it would be a shock.
Yes. It's really a confidence thing, because it's like, God knows I don't have the confidence to do some shit like that.
Tomorrow, TikTok Marty is dancing his ass off in a wig.
Big ass fucking wig and fucking spandex overalls and shit.
Yo. So, you know what I was thinking? No, that wouldn't work. This Halloween, it's not going to work because I'm going to be in New York. Next Halloween, my mom said, she's like, I was going to be Miss Trunchbull. I go, good shit. Because my thing with Rosie is I want to be Mr. Wormwood, Matilda's dad, and Rosie was going to be Matilda's mom. Okay. But I was going to be Matilda's dad when the hat got stuck to his head. So to get somebody to, like, fake paste blonde, all fucking red, scalped. With a shitty suit. Shampoo.
You could have Emmy be Matilda. Put that all together.
Yo, I love Halloween. I don't dress up at all. It was fun. I used to dress up a lot when I was a kid. But it was just a mask.
Yeah.
So dress up. Yeah, it was dress up. It was fun.
Yeah, we had fucking snow. So you'd have like jackets and shit over your shit.
Trick-or-treating in the snow sounds like shit.
Yeah.
You can't even run.
Freezing. You're seeing your breath. Frigid air in your lungs. All that. Yeah. By Halloween, it's coming down. April said it was, she's been in Buffalo this past week. She's like, it's like 40 degrees right now. Nighttime. Yeah.
Yeah. No, every time you. I think of the East Coast, I just think of Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone 2 when he's walking back home and he sees the family eating dinner. And he's like, the burglars are about to be here. I know what time. He just runs back to set up booby traps. Most unrealistic movie. I said this like 60 times. Love it. That's how I think of the East Coast. Like snow, family sitting. Yeah. That's how I think.
That's how April thinks of it too.
I it's not.
It's me. In my mind, it's me pulled over. Fucking, they're stretching the car.
Try to ditch the weed.
My fucking homies are turning their backs on me.
Yo, the first 7 years of my life, I had the violent flu on Christmas.
Damn.
And I had the same hallucinations so many years in a row.
I'm surprised they didn't think you were like the devil or some shit.
I had the same hallucinations.
On the Lord's birthday?
No, I was just talking about it too because I was violently sick through New Year's too. I had the same hallucinations all the time. Violently flew every, like the same week every year. And then at my grandma's on New Year's, my other grandma's, there's a Christian Slater movie out there that comes on Christmas. I mean, on New Year's, like at 1 a.m. You know what sleep paralysis is, right?
Yeah.
So like 3 years in a row, was I awake? I know I was awake, but I was like, someone was bear hugging me. I couldn't move for like 3 hours. Every New Year, 3 years in a row. And it was this Christian Slater movie. I would sit there. I couldn't move. I'd just be staring at it, him and some chick. And then it was like almost like the cut, like the shapes. I could like feel the shapes of that were coming out the screen. I was so sick every year that like those years I was just like, there's something about that damn movie that makes me just start violently spinning. I can't move. I start locking up and I can see everybody asleep on New Year's and I can't say anything to them. And then I would just stop and I'd wake somebody up like crying.
Jesus Christ.
But does that mean I was asleep? So is it sleep paralysis or just Christian Slater that captivating?
I didn't know that's where you're going with this.
No, yeah. I, that was the last
minute. No, I've heard of people with that. Like
it sucked.
I've heard of people describe it like a ghostly, deathly, horrible experience.
One time, Paul Sorvino in my dream. You know who that is? Paul. You ever seen Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Paulie, the boss.
Oh, okay.
One time. I had a dream that he was attacking me and bear hugging me and crushing me, like trying to kill me. Random. And I woke up in the living room right next to my Uncle John's house when I lived in apartment at that time. And I don't know how, but this fucking blanket was like wrapped around me so tight I could not move. And when I got up, it's like someone folded me up and rolled me and put me on the ground. How it happened, I have no idea. That's the last time I had sleep paralysis.
But what? Maybe that wasn't actually sleep. Maybe you were just fucking.
Or whatever you call it. Yes, that. That's the last time that happened to me.
Damn.
Ugh.
No, thank you.
Yo, man. You guys, I've talked about it before. I've been having these weird dreams again. I hope nothing's wrong. I hope nothing happens. But I've been having some weird ass fucking apocalyptic ass dreams again.
Like what?
I don't know. The other day I was Ugh. I have the fake alien invasion dream at my grandma Grace's house. I've had it like 50 times. There'll be alien invasion going on. And he's like, I'm on the hill just looking at ships come in with like blasting things. And then they're flying and they start like getting staticky and they're just drones. And then they go back to being a spaceship.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like them, like in Spider-Man, that Spider-Man was like, oh, attack. Oh, they're just drones. What? That's my dream like fucking 4 years in a row now.
Oh, it's the same dream?
Mm-hmm.
It only comes around
whenever it wants to.
Is it all around throughout the year?
Yeah.
It's always the same shit?
Same exact dream, same exact spot, same sky. And then there's always a mass shooting in Vegas. I got to stop. Bleep that. There's always a place in Vegas. I have the recurring dream I told you about. But I don't know. I keep having like 7, 8 years ago, I had a recurring dream that I'm running in Vegas through like the halls and like there's like gunfire, people screaming and all this stuff, right? So I have these weird dreams, but the other night I had the weirdest one. I always have dreams where I look up and I can see other like planets or whatever, but this one, like, I woke up and scared as hell. Like, oh man, this is real. This sucks. Not like, am I scared of my life? It's always like, I'm finally doing okay. Of course. That's how I always feel like. Yeah. Come on, bro. You could have dismal as a little kid, just poor by myself. Like, help me out. I had the dream the other day that I was standing. I don't remember where I was. I look up and I see the moon. And then I saw like another moon moving right by it. And everybody in the streets looking up like, what the fuck? And then I look up and there's like seven balls of fire moving across the sky, but they're all moons, just look like on fire, and they're all moving, and I run inside to get Rosie, and when I go in there, everyone I know is in this house, and I grab her, I look out, and there's just like sci-fi weird stuff going on, and like spaceships and helicopters and UFOs and just weird shit. This one was different, definitely different.
Scary way.
Yeah, this one I did not like. I never like any of them.
Are you not realizing you're dreaming in any of these?
No, they're always real. My dreams are so realistic.
But there's no element of you realizing.
I don't have that no more. Mm-hmm. Right, I told you when I used to do it anytime. Like, I'm dreaming. Let me just jump off this wall into the sky. Mm-hmm. When I started dating Rosie, it went away. I can't control them anymore. It sucks. It was weird. I remember when they were leaving. I remember when they were going away. Mm-hmm. It was like a little less control every couple weeks. And then it just one day stopped and I forgot about it. like in Peter Pan, like Neverland. Like I forgot that I could do that. When I was a kid, I used to go, what am I going to do tonight? All right, try to fall asleep. But when me and Rosie first started dating, we would always, because I told her about my dream. She's like, what? And then one time we had the same dream and we lost our shit. Like, wow. We used to every night, like, what are we doing tonight? All right, what are we doing? All right. Start thinking about this. Try to fall asleep. And we would just try to do it all the time. All the time, dude. Then one night it just clicked perfect. We woke up. We always say, like, what'd you dream about? And she's there, I go, shut up. Because, like, that's insane. Mm-hmm. We do it all the time. We used to do it all the time. What happened? I don't know. Mm. We stopped. We just stopped doing it. My dreams aren't fun.
Forgot about it.
Yeah, my dreams aren't fun anymore. They suck now.
I don't know. I never remember my dreams.
I remember all my dreams. I got nothing. It sucks. I remember people. You know, they say you can't make up a face in your dream. Yes, you can.
Totally.
100%. It's a composite of people you might have seen. Shut up.
That's no, AI not. Going down, bitch.
Yeah. No. I had a dream, and I was in the seventh grade. I was in the math class when I got student of the year stuff. Mr. Mondo, that guy, I was sitting in my, I was in the second row over when that kid tried to stab me. I tell you, the kid tried to stab me in class. He was talking shit to me. I said something to him, and I don't know what kind of catlight reflexes I have. I was looking this way, and I felt something. I just went like this. This fool from behind tried to stab me in the neck with a pencil. It went into my face like that much, and I stopped it. I just started bleeding, and I was just like slapped the shit out of him, and it just ended there.
Damn.
It was the weirdest thing. I don't know if I forgot about that.
What grade was that?
Seventh grade.
Damn.
Anyways, I was in class. See, my brain, it just went off on a tangent. That class is the only reason I brought that up. Damn it.
Uh-huh.
So I was in the seventh grade, glad Marty. I was in the seventh grade. I was in math class. That's the one. That's back when I used to have the vivid ass dreams. Anyway, I had a dream of this chick, this girl I've never seen before. She was from France or a foreign country. I remember the FR, and I'm like, it has to be France. There's not a lot of FR countries. Oh, I mean, I was a kid. And I was like, that's so weird. I woke up. I remember what she looked like. I'm like, that was the weirdest dream. I like some Wonder Years. Like, wow, is that the girl I'll marry one day? How weird. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Wonder Years. Like, what's this? Is this significant? Why did I have a dream? Mm. I go to school. And it's wild when I see things. I'm like, I already knew that was going to happen. That is odd. The second we sit down, he starts introducing some girl. And it's the girl from my fucking dream. Dead on. Same face. Same ponytail, everything. I'm looking at her, she walks, and I'm like, whew, I got lightheaded, like, what the fuck? Like, this is the crazy. That was like the third time my dreams have come real as a kid. So I was like, all right, so this is a real one. All right, let's go. She was from Mexico. Didn't speak English. She spoke Spanish. But it was the same girl. I couldn't talk to her. I didn't speak Spanish.
Damn.
That was it.
Fuck.
And then she went into the English Spanish classes. That was it. And I know she went to my high school and everything. I mean, I don't remember her name now, but I remember her. And then she went to Mercedes, and then she left. Mm-hmm. But random, I had a dream about this girl that randomly moved. And then the second I sat down, she walked in. I go, shut the fuck up. And then Mr. Mon, we have a new student today. I go, shut the fuck up. And I never talked to her anyway. Spoke Spanish, so I couldn't talk to her. Even if she spoke French, I couldn't talk to her. Yeah. But in my dream, she spoke English. Right? So... anyway, I remember that. That was crazy as hell. I don't know. I've had a bunch of dreams that come true. We've talked about them before.
Mm-hmm.
But so, like two of them, I feel like saved my damn life. We talked about it where that dude at the Rainbow Room, I told you about it, where I had a dream about that guy, right? And he was like a fucking gangbanger, crazy fuck. Yeah, dude, they're just weird. But I've been having these dreams. That's why I don't like these sky alien explosion stuff. I don't like it, dude. There's been so much UFO talk, and there's been, I don't know.
It's almost like normalized.
It is 100%. When I see a UFO thing, I scroll past it because I go, bro, I've been seeing this my whole life. Yeah. You're just starting to look at it. I'm bored of it.
How about OG can come on here and literally talk about anything, and nobody bats an eye about anything he says? Like, he literally could say anything. Everybody's like,
he was talking about his homie that was so lost or scared. He's like, it's not, just look up. Because he like tried to catch him on a camera one time. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Because I told you I got a couple on the picture, but I was so scared. I didn't like transfer them. I'm like, no, you can just leave those in the dust, erase them, done. That phone traded in an AT&T anyway, I'm done. But yeah, I don't know. I've been having some really weird dreams lately. I don't like it. I hope everything's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Let's try to fucking
be positive.
Is Rosie got the murder mysteries going late night and shit? No. Anything apocalyptic going down on the TV?
I've had these dreams for like 10 years now.
Yeah.
I've been having the
Independence Day style.
Not even aliens. I just have weird dreams. I don't like it. Because when my dreams come true, I'm like, come on, man. Don't be giving me end of world dreams, dickhead. Like, this is not what I want to look at, man. I'm wrong. Let's just say I hope I'm fucking wrong. I got shit to do tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, we could be having like sick ass VR style dreams here of cool ass shit. Like, come on.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been having random ass dreams lately, dude. It's just the weirdest. I don't know what's been going on. But 2 nights ago, I didn't know I was in a dream. And I still, you know what's crazy? Is I have my conscience in my dream still. Mm-hmm. So I can't do anything crazy. Like punch a person. It doesn't work.
Never thought about that.
Because I always feel bad. I go,
yeah.
I want to hit these person. Come on, bro.
I've never even really thought about that. Having your conscience within your
dream. It's always there. I told Rosie when I first started dating her, I had a dream that this girl was hitting on me. And I woke up like, get away from me. And I was like, whoa, I still have a conscience in my dream.
All guilty and shit.
Yeah. It was so weird. Yeah. So I 2 nights ago, I did. Some old lady was walking up to me, and I was in the middle of like GTA Street / New York Street, and I could see lights like Vegas, and I was on a hill next to the ocean. I've been going to the same like land dream for like 20 times in a row now.
Sounds like Black Mirror.
So much that I know my way to my own house in my dream, Marty.
Damn. That's some Black Mirror shit.
I don't like it. Hollywood Boulevard, right where Volcano is in my dream too. That little piece is right on the top of the hill.
Do people have recurring dreams like this? Can we confirm this in the comments, please? I don't go back and fucking have a map or anything. Similar layout.
It makes me feel sick. Like it makes me feel nauseous. Like, ugh, like, where is this place? It makes me feel like, why do I keep going to the same place? I can draw it for you. I know exactly what it looks like, but I'm only on one road on the side of the cliff. It goes into the tunnel, and then there's a bridge. And then then at the bottom, there's a hotel. I take the elevator down.
This is GTA. The lobby's shit. Right this is there. Cool.
I don't like it. Weird stuff always happens.
Oh. I have dreams about editing videos and shit. I edit my fucking dreams. I remember if I'm up late, I know I got to get it done. I literally edit my fucking dreams and they're stressful.
Oh my God.
So
you're editing in your dreams or you're editing the dream?
No, I'm physically in Final Cut Pro in my dream, like
editing a video,
thinking about, I know I got to get up and get this done. Yeah.
Like, oh yeah. I do stuff like that where I'm just doing the stuff I have to do when I get up. I hate that.
Yeah.
As you know, you're busy.
Yeah. It's like not a very deep sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, dude, I've been going to the same place. I don't like it. I could see where the hill is and part of the street turns into, it's so odd, dude. Like it's streets that I've seen or streets I've been all pushed into one. And then the cliff on the left, on the right side. It's so weird. See everything, and it's disgust. It makes me sick. Like it makes me feel like I don't like this place. Keep having this weird dream about this place, and every time I'm there, I'm stuck and I can't get home. Like I know I don't live there, but I have a house in this place.
And you want to be?
I
want
to be back, and I can never get to Rosie.
That's
my dream. It's like, where is she? She's still home. I can't get to her. She can't chill. Know where I am? I'm lost. Like. It's always such a weird dream.
But if cut to 10 years from now, this is like the plot of your hit fucking movie. How crazy would that be?
Woke up in the middle of the night last night. Marty, that you say that.
Mm-hmm.
September 22nd. Wrote down my
movie idea.
That I went, I can see this already being made. I know the cuts. I was in my dead sleep, woke up, started writing this. I don't know what hit me. And I just went, oh my God, I got the movie in my head. I got like, and it's not even a comedy. It's a scary movie, but I got a good one enough to make you ponder for days. It hit me, bro.
Mm.
I got it. That's crazy you say that. I just wrote it down. Hopefully in like 8 years, you'll be like, yo, this is the episode. Yeah,
damn.
Straight up that right there. I got it. Like when I thought of the whole thing, I'm half asleep. I'm like writing, I'm typing. I know when I'm tired, when stuff's misspelled.
Yeah.
And I'm just typing. And then I woke up and read it and go, oh my God. Like this is my shit. So hopefully one day.
Yeah.
Yes, but this place, my dream, I don't know. I could show you it. You know those maps for kids on the floor? And it has like the city. It's one of those.
Oh no.
It's one of those places. If it was 3D and straight up.
Okay.
It's not a big place. It's a GTA map, essentially. It is a small place that I've only been in. If it's this big, I'm only coming up on the sea cliff right here. My house is over here. Here's the trees. Here's the place. There's that old lady with the hotel. And the Vegas Strip's here in the middle. Me and Rosie live in a high rise right here. And then over here is the hotel where I got stuck in the bottom. You come down here. All the way in the back is the tunnel where everyone's coming in. And then underneath is like a bridge. And that's the entrance of the dream.
And are the drones your main antagonist? Like, what's stressing you out so bad in there? Like,
I just don't like the place. Like, I can't get back. I'm typing to text her, and every number is wrong.
Oh.
I'm trying to run, and I'm in water. I'm trying to get in a car, can't get the keys.
You're like,
I'm trying to run.
Disoriented and like fucking up.
Everything. Ooh, I'm doing this.
Oh no.
My whole dream. Like, I can't get anywhere.
That's how it's always been.
In this place. Yeah. I can't get back. That's my thing, because I know where I'm at and I know I don't belong there. That's my thing every time. Like, I don't live here. Mm-hmm. And I keep trying to get back. But the invasion dream, it's Puss Tree's house I've been going back to lately. It's weird. No, sorry. My Grandma Grace's house. But I have the dream where I'm like fighting off. I have the recurring dreams where I am getting like door kicked in by like 12 random dudes and I'm blasting people through the window. I hate it. Ugh. And it's always the Puss Tree's house. The last time I lived there, I thought someone was going to kick my door. Well, someone was trying to fucking drive me and kick my door in, so I moved. Mm-hmm. Allegedly. So I have that dream a lot.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. I mean, that makes sense. That's some fucking
I had it for real. I had it for a while. I hate it, but it always goes right back to that place. Even though it's been like 8 years, I'm still in there. I hate it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say, man.
Man, the dude I was talking about with that TikTok video, I remember him telling me a story about his homeboy coming to the door and like going to slap him up. Dude sticks gun and slams the door. He's got the door slammed on his hand. The dude's just fucking shooting off in his house and shit. Fucking slamming his hand on the door. Like, just your boy. You're like crazy shit like that in real life.
Hater.
Like, that shit happens. So, yeah.
Yo, you know what it is? It's my environment too. I notice when I see horrible things, I have really bad dreams. I got stuck on a Twitter thread the other day. I don't like seeing people get hurt unjustly, and I saw like 30 videos in a row. And what you said, I'm like, homies, what's up, fool? Turns around, bah! I'm like, oh my, on camera, ring camera, like, bro, what? Like, you could tell they're homies.
I saw a horrible one in a gas station the other day where the dude like wasn't even interested in robbing this gas station at all. He just had the dude just hop over the counter, not even really caring, knowing he's going to kill this dude. The dude's thinking he's like just robbing the place, like just get behind him and just, bah! Like just like evil, pure evil.
Evil
like,
shit.
The world star Twitter, I mean, it's just so normal now. Evil, you're not meant to see that shit. Like,
I saw like some shootouts.
Even the fucking PNB
like,
Rock video, like, we're not meant to see horrible, that shit. The bro. Buffalo video, we're not meant to be watching that shit.
Ugh. That was so sad, bro.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
The fact that you can see your homie on camera is like, dude, why'd you record that? That's sad. Like, the fool's on the floor dying, you're just recording him? Like, bitch, he could see you right there holding your phone. Help me.
Might be the last thing he thinks about.
It's horrible. Horrible, dude. And there's like, that's like one of 100 different videos I've seen of just, people don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. People don't care about people at all, man. Those merc people would for nothing. And the thing that I see, on a lot of these videos, like gangbanger fools, like getting shot and shooting each other, all of them baller cars, all of them dressed nice. Like, bro, go live your life. Like, damn, you died wearing a $3,000 outfit. Mm-hmm. Good. Good job. Like, why don't you just, you know, go home? Yeah. That's the craziest thing. It's like, you guys would probably be homies. That's what bugs me. You guys would probably be friends. Say one thing about, hey, I watched that shit too. That shit was fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
It's
yeah,
crazy, dude. It's. Mm-hmm.
You see the video of the ex-boyfriend dude trying to get in his girlfriend's house? Don't be like.
Bro, that was crazy. What an idiot.
Can you, that situation is just
what
like.
An idiot, bro. Come on.
I mean, if you dated her,
you know her dad.
Yeah.
You know that he's not going to put up with it. And why would you? I saw it. It's like, I'd be so sad if that was my kid going in the door, but also like, what are you doing? Yeah.
That really makes you just like, you really do need a Nerf gun around the house, though.
You
like,
really do need a Nerf gun. I love that.
Because otherwise, now you just got this psycho, you know, crystal candy head coming through your door, and you got to go hand to hand or whatever you got in the house.
You can't knock a crackhead or a crystal meth head out.
Yeah.
You just have to beat them to death or something. Mm. You're not going to knock them out.
No, you got to hit them with the.
Lock them in the
nice
fridge.
Two-piece. Yeah.
No. Like a bull and bam. Meth heads hate the cold.
Meth heads aren't, are they invincible to like mace and stuff? Taser? Well, tasers, yes, because like mace and the taser in combination with each other is what I'm coming with. That's your best hope. I mean, I'm going mace, then I'm tasing you up, then I'm coming knees and elbows. Then we're going. Then
oh,
we're
my going first thing. Stumps. This thing is like, if they're trying to hurt me, it's all ready to go. But I feel bad, right? I don't want to really hurt nobody. Of course. So it's like.
We're talking about the psycho bursting into your house.
I dip somebody hard, but put my hand behind their arm behind their head, so I didn't hurt them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to crack your head, but I want you to feel the force of like, this is what could happen to you. So like a crackhead, if they're just trying to like rob me, like I'll dip somebody, but I'm not trying to like dip them. But if they're trying to hurt me, like get ready for the pedigree, Triple H. I'm gonna dip you on top of your head, and I hope your head pops. Like, I'm not trying to kill somebody. I hope you just start leaking Watermelon. And you don't want to move. Like, I hope you just sit there like, oh, I should have done
smash
this.
Smashing pumpkins.
Like, cause I don't want to hurt. You know what I mean? I don't really want to hurt somebody. But like I've said before, if someone's really trying to hurt me, it's bad.
You got to, I mean, it's just, you got to think
about
this
shit.
It'd
be so bad, dude. I'm talking about like in a fight, like, bro, that's not fair. Like, because if I win, you're going to wake up horrible. I'm going to break your legs for sure. That's one thing. If someone's trying to kill me, I'm gonna break the leg. Mm-hmm. I feel bad, but I'm definitely going to hold it straight. I'm going to kick that knee straight in. So when they wake up, that's what they wake up to. And always remember, when you walk with a limp, it's because you try to rob that dude in the alley and you punched him.
Sounds like a Goodfellas quote.
Yeah. No, because you'll never be the same. Mm-hmm. $180,000 surgery. Good luck with that. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm going to do, man. I'm putting you in debt forever. Trying to
I'm thinking about this financially, full circle for you.
It's true. Yeah. Imagine therapy.
Oh, God. Just take the leg off.
Oh, yeah. At that point, just take my leg off, bro. Or the arm. Just snap it.
Twofer.
Yeah, it's not too bad. All you can do is really put your foot here and pop it. I will break someone's fucking arm off if I have to. And it's so sad. I feel disgusting even saying it. But in certain situations.
When you have kids, you think about it all the time.
In certain situations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I've said before, like, I'll dig through your chest. Yeah. Like, I will try my best.
Without using my teeth. I just saw this. I forget what it was called. It wasn't the most amazing movie. This crazy-ass movie where like, all right, I'm going to give you the plot of this movie. I don't even know the name of it. But it's like. All right.
Truman Show.
I'm kidding. There's a witch, okay? There's a witch. I don't know where the witchery started.
Hocus pocus.
No.
Okay.
You can the only way that the witch passes the witchery on, you can only pass it on to one person in your witch life, is by like slicing them and spitting blood on them, okay? This movie's random. All right.
Who watched this? Why?
April put this on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but then what? But then now that you're witched, now that you got your immortal witch life, you got to start consuming people to keep your life going. But the way they do it is they like just rip apart your body and take out the insides and then put it in their insides. Now I'm filled with your insides. Reminded me when you said that shit. Wish I could remember the name of this movie. It
sounds
was
horrible.
I see a movie's got to be that outlandish for me to get into it. I need like outlandish, gruesome, wild shit for me to pay attention.
I can't do any of that.
Yeah, that'll keep me around for the movie if you're doing crazy shit like
it
that.
It bugs me too much.
Like, oh man, what's the name of that fucking movie?
Oh my god, it sounds horrible.
What's the name of the movie where they know on their 27th birthday they got to jump off the cliff?
That was horrible, dumb. Midsommar.
Yes. See that? I'll go for a weird movie like that.
Oh, thank you. The second they were just killing people unjustly, I was out. No, I'm good. I can't.
I like your weirdness, though. I like your weirdness. Because I can't follow just a regular movie without outlandish, crazy shit going on.
I can't. Well, it bugs me so fucking bad. I'll be thinking about it all day. I'm still thinking about Starship Troopers when he made the fool put his hand on it, put the knife through his hand because he fucked up. That was in 1995, and I'm still thinking about it. They made Gary Busey's son put his hand and he stabbed through it. That was some bullshit.
I don't know about this.
Oh, I was so fucking mad. But when I watched Goodfellas and they shot Joe Pesci in the hand, I go, yeah, okay, he was a bad guy. Even since I was a kid, I'm like, I can't watch somebody just get killed for nothing. Okay. I can't. Yeah. That's when I got on that thread the other day. I'm like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Ugh. People are ruthless. I hate everyone. I don't want anybody around me. I hate everybody. That's how I felt. Like, yeah, I know. This is disgusting.
I don't want to say I feel that way, but
it's like, it was disgusting, dude.
Ugh.
People do that shit for nothing.
Yeah, man.
They bug me.
You gotta stay paranoid out here. You really do. It's just you just gotta kind of be your baseline.
I unlock my door looking behind me because those keys, I can't hear anybody walking up on me. Mm-hmm. I unlock my door like this every fucking time.
Yeah.
In my secure ass building, I don't trust anyone.
I think about Get Rich or Die Trying every time I get out of the car. Really, I do. I don't want to. I don't even like admitting that because I don't like even thinking about it. But like, yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah. Hell no,
man. I really, I survey shit. Yeah, I eyeball shit every time when I pull up and get out. Big time.
I live in these apartment buildings, bro. So it's so much more stressful on me. I have to look through cars and shit when I'm walking out. Mm-hmm. I don't trust anybody. Every elevator, I wait 1 second and I go low and peek in case a motherfucker's ready to take my head off or something. I hate it. I fucking hate it. I've been doing my whole life. Goodfellas ruined me.
Mm.
It made me so... But then again, I would have been dead if I turned around. That fool shot me in the face.
Yeah.
So me being very cautious. I think it was just a pencil. I don't think it would have killed me, but he definitely would have fucked me up. But he got me right in my face. That's probably what this little scar is from.
That's wildly aggressive to be doing.
And there was like lead. The lead was in my hand. I had to pull it out. I was pissed, dude. I was like oddly like, this kid's psychotic. I'm gonna let it go with the slap and leave it alone. Mm-hmm. This and like a week later he was gone from the school.
Damn.
Weird ass Mexican kid, dude. Weird as fuck. So I'm glad. Yeah. But I think that's what it is, like those instincts. I mean, I would have fucking been dead when that fool tried to shoot me in the head. Like I would have been dead already. So it's like
You said that on the Adventures Channel. You're like, well, you're driving through Merced. You're like, there's the place where the kid shot me with the homemade. You're on the Adventures Channel.
I forgot. Every time I pass that place, I think about it like, wow. And my whole life, I'm like, someone's going to try. I'm going to get shot in the back of the head. That's how I'm going to die, Merced. I always thought that. Like, damn, someone's going to kill me in there. I don't even think it was me. It's going to be a mistake. I already know what's going to happen. And literally that. But thank God that it was a homemade one. They didn't know what the fuck they were doing. Mm. I mean, they knew what they were doing, but it just didn't pan out, you know? And I won't say it, the names, but I know exactly what that kid looks like. Somebody did send me an article a while back, and I'm pretty sure it's the same kid, but he got caught for a murder.
Mm.
Pretty sure it's the same fucking kid.
Jesus Christ.
He was only like 18 when they caught him. And I told you it was like 11, 10-year-old, 12-year-old kid that shot me. I'm like, yo, that's the fucking kid that tried to shoot me. So he's in prison.
That's good.
Yeah, that's great. Like, that's a menace to society, bro. Like, what are you doing? You fucking idiot.
Is there fixing that kid generally? Like, I mean.
Oh, it's not his fault.
I know.
He's a kid. He's the older dudes. The dudes driving him should be in prison, not the child.
Mm-hmm.
you're very influenced as a kid. If your parents aren't home and these other fools just went and bought you lunch and like you get to wear the clothes they're wearing, like you feel like the older kid, hey, fool, go shoot this kid. Like you're going to do it to feel down or you're not going to be down anymore. Yeah. It's a vicious cycle and it's not just us. It's all over the world. So it's not like it's a psychological human thing.
Yeah.
It's not just a gang thing.
That's shit humanity's always done.
Mm-hmm. Use the little kids. It don't matter. So yeah, for sure. I think it's the same. I don't know. I'm like 90% sure it's the same kid. Different hair, tattoos, but I know it's the same fucking face. You're like a little boy, like a little
how
baby.
How many moments did you see him for?
4 seconds. Popped me and I went, I got my control back and I turned around like, who the fuck? And I saw the car and I saw his face. It's like, yo, no way. He's a little fucking kid. So, what were we talking about? Stay paranoid. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Stay paranoid out there because people are creeps and people are weird. All right. So, we're pretty good into this video now. We just started rambling. I just want to state this. We went into this episode with no notes whatsoever.
Negative notes.
We're doing okay. We're doing okay. You know what I mean? It's pretty good. We're at 2 hours?
Yeah.
All right. We've been here for way longer than I thought we would be. Got the meet and greet tomorrow.
Yeah, these
super
things,
stoked.
This thing's coming out just in like 2 days, 3 days.
This episode, yep. And then we got next after this, it was Chevy Woods, Jaleel, and then we're going to wait to talk about more guests after that. Hopefully October will be a Joey Diaz episode. But it'd be weird if you're not there. It'd be kind of odd. You know what I mean? Though? I mean, it's going to be... We'll figure
that's
it
just,
out.
That's something that just the internet, the whole community.
But you know what I mean? It's just kind of odd.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Well, he'll end up, next time he comes out that, well, we don't, you know what I mean? We'll see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. But it's just like an episode, like it was weird. Not in our studio, huh? What was it like? We're in Wayne's basement, but we're not. That's how I'm going to feel. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Then we can get out of here, man, because I know this is going to be a big edit.
Yeah,
thanks, guys. Yeah, yeah. I'm editing my sleep, apparently. Can you edit this one in your sleep?
We'll see.
We'll see. You gotta get Cam on it. As soon as he gets good, like, Cam, you take this night shift. You're gonna be up anyway, right?
I've started him doing that. He's got the iMac going. I got him in all kinds of shit.
That's sick.
He's been doing his videos. I got him fucking tagging shit up with fucking paint and shit now. We're doing that.
Oh, my signature's so bad for tomorrow.
We gotta get you one. We gotta make
it. My signature sucks. I apologize every time I sign something. Every time.
It could be, it's just got to be a nice, simple YOLA. 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 You do it the same way every time, nice and easy.
I'm not gonna, I don't even know my own signature. My signature
on
my ID.
You sit there
IDs.
And spell out. Yeah.
Oh, when I sign my own name, it's just scribbles.
Mm-hmm.
It's just scribbles. Yeah. I mean, it's the same kind of scribbles, but it's not real.
Yeah.
I know what it looks like. It looks the same, but it's, anyway. I signed my name in print.
I know.
Have a dope ass day.
You write it like as if it's on like the lined paper with like the lines in the middle.
100%. That's exactly how I write it because that's how I wrote my whole life. I went from the thick lines to the little lines.
Yeah. No, we got to make it like a little logo, like a tag, real easy. One line.
I was thinking about a stamper, but it's just such a lazy thing to do. But it would look nice.
Yeah.
It would look nice.
You just got to get a cool marker. You got to get the right marker. That'll make it fun.
Or get a shitty logo, a shitty signature as a stamper, but yeah, man, look at this shit. It'd be kind of hard. But no, a stamper's just too lazy. You have to sign shit. You come tomorrow, I'm sorry for your... I've ruined so many shirts, but not ruined. Like they're always happy, but yeah. It's like, can I sign the back of it so I don't fuck up the front all the time? So you ever see somebody with a Pushtree shirt and there's a child's handwriting? It's mine for sure. I signed like 40 of these. Have a dope ass... Dang. Uh-huh. Oh, it looks so bad, dude. I've signed so many of these shirts. Uh-huh. All right. Let's get out of here, man. He's got a long drive.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for the 300K per episode. We're proud of this shit.
And we just hit 200,000.
Let's go. Let's go.
I was waiting. I was just sitting here with my eyes closed. Yeah, we just hit 200,000 subscribers on YouTube. Thank you very much. Spotify listens, whew, way up. way up. Thank you guys. Also, shout out to Spotify for putting our advertisements out there, pushing the show.
And your continued thank support.
You. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. So if you're in a drive, put on Spotify. Still video. But if you're at home chilling, well, anyway, you can watch. Doesn't matter. We have Spotify video, so it doesn't matter. YouTube or Spotify. Either way, leave a like, comment, review, whatever you want to do. We appreciate it, guys. I am oddly high for smoking that little amount of weed.
You've been fasting.
Yeah, I have been. I haven't been taking dabs today either. I've been doing shit. Oh, wow, I haven't really got high at all today. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what just happened.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'm looking forward to sampling these new Dopus products and seeing what that's all about. This is all groundbreaking, innovative, pioneering you guys are doing here.
It's about to be scary. They're strong. I have a feeling like people don't realize what's going to happen. It's hash. Careful.
Yeah. Everybody's already really happy with what's there. Like,
yeah. We're introducing a lot.
Outdoing yourselves with this.
A lot coming out, man. I'm so stoked. Yeah. So, yeah. Support. Thank you guys so much for supporting everything. Bush Trees. Dope as usual. Thank you. Thank you guys. TheDopeShop.com. I'm high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can feel my spaciness coming in.
We have some sick new artwork on the way. Also, by the way, that's so fucking sick. Can't wait for you guys to see it. A part of me wants to hold it for season 3, but it's like,
I say, don't do it. Yeah. Just as soon as you got it. It is so fucking cool. That looks like a damn liquor store or like the sign of a corporation. Wendy, it looks like Ben and Jerry's.
Uh-huh.
That's how I imagined it. There was a Ben and Jerry's. It's cartoon so style. Fucking cool. Those are like the big heads from the NFL toys when we were kids.
Uh-huh.
That's what they look like. Yep. Oh my God, we look fucking awesome. Like cartoon versions of us for real.
New YouTube banner. My boy that does all like Snoop Dogg's illustrations and shit hooked it up. Yeah, this shit is fucking fire.
It's actually 30 times better than I thought it could ever be.
Mm.
Like I didn't know what he was doing, and just like it almost has like a Martin vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Our words has like this. It looks like Martin with the beginning like
professional.
Of
professional. Yeah,
it's sick.
Love it.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
I love stepping outside of myself when I'm so used to like doing the brand design for something.
Yeah, it's a different look.
Getting somebody with a different skill set involved.
Completely different look, dude.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, fuck yeah, guys. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Hopefully, it's not age restricted. We didn't talk about too much crazy stuff today. We'll see. I don't remember either.
The past couple episodes have been good. We've been having to bleep a little, but the bleeps are fucking funny, so it's okay.
But we also demonetized ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, we told the fans.
Yeah.
We don't get paid on any episodes anymore. We took all of it off. It sucks, but we were getting age restricted every 2 seconds. And as soon as we stopped trying to get paid for the episode, they let us go.
So jerks. We're playing this game now.
Yeah, so now we're doing this of
still not getting around.
Paid.
Yeah.
That's cool, but it's okay.
We'll work here for free, man, if you just
let us post. We're trying, okay? We're trying to make it work. Here we are. Guys, thank you so much for being here. Marty, got anything else?
Thank you, guys. I love this shit. I appreciate our whole community and all the way it's trickling down and how nice everybody is. And everybody that deals with us notices, wow, you guys really got the nicest fans out there.
Every time,
that's the best. I love that.
People do. People always say that. Like, there was nothing negative on the comments.
The guests,
everybody.
People that we work with in the offices and stuff. Like, everybody notices it.
The guests, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially when the guests usually get some shit talk. They're like, dude, nobody was talking shit. I'm like, I know. What was it? Adam22? He's like, nobody was being rude in the comments. He's like, yeah.
He was astonished.
He's like, I went in there just to laugh. And I'm like, nah, man. People are nice.
Yeah.
I've blocked like 30 people over the course of a year and a half. Great. Mm-hmm. That's not a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that was rude. You're out of here. It doesn't take much to get good. The second you're rude, that's it. It takes one time.
Yeah, you're going to get one rude. I was telling this to my kid, like, in 25 people, you're going to have somebody who's going to, like,
suck.
Be a rude person.
For sure. Just roll with it.
You get up to 200,000 to consider how nice and supportive this community is. It's just a blessing.
Yeah. We're stoked. Thank you, guys. And thank you for always being here and being in the live chat and commenting and everything. Thank you guys so much. Also, the bombs will be dropping very soon. Not by the time this episode's out,
mm-hmm.
but the next episode.
Yeah, we're getting all the photos done. They're getting everything situated with the website, and them things will be live in various colors and sizes.
Yeah. So sick.
I'm so excited for it. Like, it's so high quality. they're really on it. I can tell.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for people just to send us the pictures and videos using it. That's what I thought about that. I'm stoked. I'm excited.
Let's go.
All right. That was it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much for being here. This has been the Dope As Usual podcast. This has been another episode. We're going to talk about life, drugs, problems, accomplishments, and everything in between. Somehow, I had to burp for the last like 3 seconds. I mean, last three sentences, didn't burp and still spoke. Ready, I'm a beatboxer. I'm on the Tonight Show. I'm a beatboxer now. That's it. I'm officially Biz Markie in beatboxing. That's me now.
You're going to be breakdancing on top of the table and shit.
I'll break the shit out of this table, bro. It's not as sturdy as you think it is. I mean, well, no. Yeah, it is. It is. I'll still break it. I would never get on this table. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Thank you. Appreciate it. I am completely fucking off track. A little bit of We Got Me. All right, here we go. Thank you so much for watching. Leave a like, notification bell, all that stuff if you're on YouTube. If you're on Spotify, thank you for being here. Drop a thumb. I don't think they do that.
So,
whatever they do.
Positive feedback.
Positive feedback. Thank you guys so much. Comments hopefully coming soon.
Yeah, we're asking for that. We're
trying to get comments on Spotify for us.
We're trying
to get live implemented. Spotify's working with us. Like, they're actually helping. So thank you once again to Spotify. We appreciate you. Guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting and being awesome, being stoked. I'm going to go home and go watch an episode of that show, Peaky Blinders with Rosie, because I just got started it and I got stuck on it. Damn it, they caught me.
I'm going to go home and watch this Brett Favre documentary.
Is there really one?
Should be if there's not.
Oh, we should make it.
Yeah.
And it's just us voiceovering Brett Favre's parts. Well, you know, I am an asshole. That guy Thomas, no, his arm's better. Accuracy's better. I should have signed that jacket for him. That's what he's going to say to me.
Could happen.
As I'm like, sir, park this close. And he's going to go, don't worry. I'm going to go, thanks, Brett Favre. I was saying Brett Favre's going to be a valet driver. Because he owns a valet service. I have no idea. I was just going into the future of Brett Favre being a piece of shit, and it broke my heart that now I don't care about him anymore.
At least we can rest well knowing that he is an actual piece of shit if all this alleged information is true and it wasn't just you.
I hope this episode comes to bite me in the ass because it was all untrue.
Yep.
I hope.
We hope, Brett.
I hope so, Brett Favre.
We hope Big Favre.
Big Favre. Favre. Dumbest spelling ever. Guys, thank you so much for being here. This has been ESPN with Stephen A. Smith talking shit. Guys, thank you so much for being here. Dude, I don't know enough about sports to talk about sports, but I do like them. Brett Favre, I loved him.
Start.
Damn, I just can't even get away from the subject. We're about to be... I've been trying to end this. I'm sorry. You fucking broke my heart. Fuck you.
He's the drones in the dreams. That's symbolic.
It's just a face. Yeah. It is a face of
that's going to appear this
like
year.
Like Mufasa in The Lion King. I came to get your welfare money. I'm sorry I ruined y'all's Black Panther party. That's how I imagined him talking. Except, I'm sorry I embezzled all your welfare money. Fuck him. Guys, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you. Have a dope ass day. Yo, I would have went for 31 more minutes, bro. 30 more minutes. I would have just talked. Shit. You know I'll always be true to you, Mary. Fuck him.